Steve Clark, owner of Minuteman Press. You know us for doing things like business cards, booklets, and direct mail, but we do something else you may not know about. If you are missing a person or a pet, we want to help reunite you with your loved one by offering free colored flyers. Just call Minuteman Press at 221-0400. We are so grateful for the support of this community, and we are happy to be able to give back. So again, if you are missing a person or a pet, please call Minuteman Press for some free flyers. 221-0400. That's 221-0400, Minuteman Press.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085. And check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome back to another hour of the weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine. Our number 877-726-8255. The doctor's office is open. You can call us with questions, as did Michael from Colorado. How are you doing, Michael?
Doing well, Dr. Hoffman. How are you today?
Very well, thanks. What's your question, please?
Well, I've got a question. I had a very symptomatic case of COVID back in August and developed myocarditis, as far as we could tell, and developed AFib from that.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm a 67-year-old, fit, health-conscious person, and the clinicians all felt it was going to be kind of a one-off because of the myocarditis, the AFib, that is. And then at the end of December, so a few weeks ago, I had another case of AFib pop up. And my cardiologist said there's really no way to predict it, no way to prevent it. It's idiopathic, and I'm not pleased with that type of description. I'd like to know some way to prevent future AFib events or do something to protect my heart, if there's any way that you can think of to do that.
Okay, so interesting situation. It is actually thought that the vaccine itself can cause incidence of myocarditis, but it makes sense that, you know, if the vaccine's the spike protein from COVID that can cause some cases of myocarditis, that COVID itself can cause myocarditis. That's an inflammation of the heart muscle, and that can cause electrical disturbances in the heart and rhythm disturbances, and maybe that's put you over the threshold to atrial fib. You know, atrial fib is something that people acquire for no reason at all, like you say, idiopathically, without a prompt, but in this case, COVID may have pushed you over the edge. Okay, so did the doctor put you on blood thinners?
Correct, yeah. I'm on Eliquis, which I want to get off of if I can, but obviously you can't take the risk of a thrombotic event. So
Exactly. See, this is the problem, is that these events may be a one-off or, you know, a few occasional bouts of AFib, which never to return again. But the danger is that unbeknownst to you, AFib may occur. AFib increases the risk for blood clots to form, and the blood clot can be flipped from your heart up through the carotid artery into your brain, causing something that you don't want to lose too much of, which is brain tissue. So, yeah, that's the unfortunate burden that people who even have occasional atrial fibrillation have to bear. They have to be on blood thinners in perpetuity, and that's a precaution. And, you know, you could establish a track record of no atrial fibrillation for a long time, and then a doctor might, and I underline might, say, okay, no biggie, you seem to be fine. Oh, maybe just take an aspirin, you know, which also affords some blood thinning, not as efficiently or effectively as the Eliquis, but, the standard of care in many other countries, like the UK, for example, for very sporadic, infrequent bouts of atrial fibrillation is to put people on aspirin. And, you know, maybe that's because the National Health Service wants to save money on expensive drugs, but maybe Eliquis is overkill for people with just infrequent bouts. So things that people can do for atrial fibrillation nutritionally. magnesium is the key thing that I give to people who have atrial fib. And I don't take it off their blood thinners because, you know, that's a precaution. That's kind of a safety belt. You know, you wear safety belts and you may never crash ever in your life, but, you know, safety belt is there to prevent a calamity. Magnesium at fairly high doses, and the type of magnesium I tend to use is magnesium taurate. And taurine also has an antiarrhythmic property. So when you combine magnesium with taurine, you get kind of a double action on heart rhythm. And the problem that some people have with that is we only take one or two and it doesn't work. Well, I sometimes dose patients higher, 2, 4, 6, even 8, and they discover that at a threshold of maybe 6 pills a day or 8 pills a day, that's when the protection kicks in. So that may be something that you can try and see if you have fewer bouts, because you'd be better off with fewer bouts anyway, even if you can't get off your blood thinner. But, you know, people who have atrial fibrillation, they sometimes don't notice it, but sometimes they'll notice when they have it that they feel the palpitations. And sometimes even if they don't feel the palpitations, they get kind of a power failure. They feel like, oh my goodness, you know, like all of a sudden I'm having difficulty going upstairs, and then they check their pulse and it's going really rapidly or regularly. And that means they're not getting the pumping action of the atrium, which provides about a quarter of your cardiac output. And that may make the difference between, easily climbing stairs and huffing and puffing. So, there you have it. I mean, magnesium is the key thing. Fish oil has been implicated in increasing the risk of atrial fibrillation. I've looked at studies on that. I'm not convinced, but you know, I don't think it's the cause of the problem. I just probably wouldn't get you on really high-dose fish oil because of, you know, until we clear up that connection, there may be something to it. 877-726-8255, our number. And let's talk about this study. Multivitamins linked to improved memory, slower age-related cognitive decline. Well, there's really been pushback on the use of multivitamins. If you ask a lot of conventional doctors, multivitamins are a waste of time. They make expensive urine. You see any articles, a lot of kind of poisoning the well about people taking ordinary multivitamins. But this study suggests that multivitamins confer protection against something that you really want to avoid, which is cognitive decline. This is published in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition. I would say that's a pretty, pretty mainstream journal. And it's based on something called the COSMOS study. The COSMOS study has already demonstrated that there was a protective effect of taking cocoa flavanols. That's why we think that dark chocolate and one of our sponsors, Flavonaturals, may help people with cognition, slowing cognitive decline. But the very self-same study also just looked at the impact of vitamins. And one knock on this study is that they used what is, in my opinion, one of the cheapest, less high-quality multivitamins, Centrum Silver, which, by the way, is made by Pfizer. I don't think you can really explore the full potential of multivitamins by looking at the effect of taking a single Centrum pill per day. Nonetheless, they found that there was a significant reduction in the risk of cognitive decline over a period of 2 years. Now, had they studied it for 5 or 10 years, I mean, it's expensive to do studies like this, so I get it. They're short studies. They might have discovered a more significant protective effect. But this is, I think, pushback to the notion that multivitamins are of no benefit. They certainly are when it comes to cognitive preservation, which I think is a laudable goal for all of us. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. I'll take more of your questions momentarily here on Intelligent Medicine.
You're listening to an encore broadcast, The Best of Intelligent Medicine, with me, Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
As you know, I'm a big proponent of CBD to tonify the endocannabinoid system, which regulates many of our most critical bodily functions, such as learning and memory, emotional processing, sleep, temperature and pain control, and inflammatory and immune responses. CBD is a real breakthrough in herbal products. But you may not know that CBD can deliver the same healthful results for your pets. The CBD brand that I take personally and recommend to my patients is Plus CBD from CB Sciences, which is now proud to introduce Premier CBD Chews tailored for dogs. Plus CBD pet wellness treats are crafted with the utmost care and supported by extensive research validated by a landmark safety study backed by the National Animal Supplement Council. There are two varieties, Plus CBD Pet Hip and Joint Health Chews and Plus CBD Pet Calming Care Chews. To learn more and to order, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman30 for 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for Plus CBD's pet wellness blends.
Kyolic aged garlic extract is considered by many to be the goat of garlic, the greatest garlic supplement of all time. For over 50 years, Kyolic aged garlic extract has been the trusted choice for millions for safe, effective cardiovascular and immune support. Aged garlic extract's effectiveness is well documented in over 900 published scientific papers and studies. Kyolic aged garlic extract is created by aging organically grown garlic for up to 20 months. This unique aging process makes aged garlic extract gentle on the stomach, eliminates the offensive garlic odor and taste, and results in safe, beneficial compounds found only in Kyolic aged garlic extract products. Whether you're seeking ways to maintain healthy cholesterol or blood pressure levels, or strengthen your immunity, there is a Kyolic formula right for you. Visit Kyolic.com and learn about Kyolic's many health benefits. That's Kyolic.com. Look for Kyolic at natural health stores nationwide and online.
60 seconds of service.
This 60 seconds of service is presented by T-Mobile. T-Mobile offers exclusive discounts for veteran and military families and are proud supporters of the National Defense Network. Visit T-Mobile.com/military to learn more about how they support our military community.
Near Toledo, Ohio, a new set of free tiny homes is to be built in Lake Township for veterans. Mike Hostler, T. Thomas Properties Vice President of Business Development, said the goal of building these homes is to provide a temporary solution for veterans in the area who need help with housing. Homeless vets should never happen, he said. If you have one homeless vet, that's one too many. The nonprofit project will consist of 20 new fully furnished single-bed tiny homes on Bailey Road in Northwood.
Today's 60 Seconds of Service is brought to you by Prevagen. Prevagen is the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand. You can find Prevagen in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere.
Restoring truth, correcting bias in education, one topic at a time. A series brought to you by the Leadership Institute and Radio America.
I'm Riley Gaines, 12-time All-American swimmer and director of the Riley Gaines Center at the Leadership Institute. You may remember my story. High-tide male swimmer Leah, formerly Will Thomas, and was forced to step aside while he accepted my trophy for a photo op. But I'm not alone. Over the past few years, women and girls have been stripped of opportunities to fairly compete in sports, denied scholarships, put in physical danger, and exposed to humiliation in locker rooms. These injustices will only accelerate if we don't speak up now. That's why I'm traveling to college campuses across America, encouraging the next generation to fight for fairness and for truth. My speeches are free and open to the public. To see if I'm speaking on a campus near you, visit RileyGainsCenter.org/events.
That's RileyGainsCenter.org/events.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
You have more wealth than your neighbor, and they don't have a clue. The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet.
Don't get into this vicious cycle of trying to compete with people on social media or people you live near with material items. If you're putting money away, you can take advantage of those opportunities throughout your life.
Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
drhoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you on a weekend. Can't think of a better place to be than right here behind this very microphone, with the great privilege of being able to share vital health information with you. So 877-726-8255, our number. To repeat, that number available to you 24-7. You can record a question as did this person. Let's hear it.
I suffer from anxiety, which is the fight-or-flight type. I get nervous, and I start to sweat. I think this might be related to an overactive amygdala. I have tried many different types of supplements, magnesium, 5-HTP, lemon balm, all sorts of things. Nothing has really helped. Do you guys have good experience and good results with a particular supplement for this type of anxiety?
Well, you know, when it comes to anxiety, you know, we tend to think of pills and nostrums, you know, so antidepressant pills. Then when it comes, you know, some people say, well, I don't want to take these pharmaceutical drugs. I want to take another kind of pill. I want to take a natural pill. So then there's magnesium, there's theanine, there's CBD even, which has mild anti-anxiety effects. But, you know, anxiety is kind of a lifestyle problem. And to some extent, it's also a hardwired problem. There's a genetic component to it. Some people are born anxious, as it were, and some people have acquired anxiety through early life experiences, especially PTSD, can wire your amygdala, the part of your brain that's sort of the fear part of your brain. And so it's tough to unwind. One of the things that I think is most promising in dealing with anxiety is the diet connection. And quite simply, blood sugar ups and downs have a big effect on your physiology. Low blood sugar triggers the fight-or-flight reflex. And, you know, I'm not saying it's 100% fix, because anxiety is a really deep-rooted problem. But for some people, anxiety is dissipated when they go on a keto diet, a diet which changes the brain energy metabolism from requiring glucose to operating on ketones, which is actually a more smooth mode of action. And, you know, I think more studies need to be done on this, and preliminary studies are showing that psychiatric problems improve on a keto diet. Anecdotally, I will tell you that a lot of people report that when they switch to keto diets, they experience a reduction in depression and anxiety. So that may be an angle to pursue. But again, you know, I don't think it's a matter of a pill. You've been around the block. You've tried various things. One of the products that I recently discovered is clinical stress relief from Protocol for Life Balance. Ashwagandha is an adaptogen, and it really does seem to do a number on high levels of cortisol, which is a stress hormone. So in combining ashwagandha with something called lactium, which is kind of a novel ingredient that has anti-anxiety effects, it's made from milk peptides, but lactium has some studies that suggest it has an anxiety-reducing effect. Again, there's CBD products that are helpful for that. But it's a deep-rooted problem that requires a lifestyle fix, you know, really working. Exercise, too, can be exceptionally helpful for people who suffer from anxiety. Let's take another question. We have a question on NT factor and its compatibility with taking medications. Let's hear it.
I am taking Ozempic, and I'm also on Synjardy, as well as thyroid medication. Would NT factor have any repercussions for me, or would it be okay for me to order NT factor?
Okay, so from what you tell me, you're taking Ozempic, which is for weight loss, but also really for diabetes, and you're taking Synjardy, which is a medication for diabetes. It's a combo medication that combines two different medications to help regulate blood sugar. And then you're taking some thyroid, which is, you know, to the good, because if you have a slowed metabolism, you're going to have more trouble losing weight, and thyroid really helps people with metabolic syndrome. So, you know, you're on the right program for addressing your concerns. But would NT Factor interfere with any of that? Well, not only would it not interfere, it actually may help, because some believe that diabetes, which you have, is a mitochondrial disease. In other words, you are not efficiently producing energy or burning fat. And when the mitochondria aren't efficient, there's low energy, there's poor blood sugar control, and there may be problems with regulating your blood sugar and, you know, assisting your metabolism in kind of getting jump-started so that you can burn off the fat that the Ozempic is designed to help you lose. So, you know, is NT Factor a standalone that treats diabetes, or does it have a claim to fame in helping you to lose weight? Yeah, probably only to a minor degree, but it synergizes perfectly with the medications you're taking, and there's certainly no problem in taking those along with your medical regimen. 877-726-8255 our number. And this is a great study. It's about, again, it's about exercise. And there are a lot of reasons to exercise. You know, exercise for your brain, exercise for your heart, exercise to reduce the potential to lose lean body mass, blood sugar benefits, and so on. Mood benefits, too, for sure. This is an interesting study because it is entitled Molecular Mechanisms of Exercise Contributing to Tissue Regeneration. And what they're saying here is that exercise actually accelerates your ability to repair your tissues. That is, if you don't engage in exercise that is so intense that you damage your tissues. But, you know, when you lift weights in particular, you're actually creating structured damage to your muscles so that your muscles hypertrophy. But you're also increasing certain chemicals in your bloodstream which accelerate repair. And this is extremely encouraging to folks like myself, an athlete who occasionally experience injuries, aches and pains. Exercise contributes to tissue regeneration. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Are you tired? Are you frequently in a state of fatigue? It might surprise you to learn that your cellular health begins to decline as early as 25 years of age. As you age, your cell membranes start to become like Swiss cheese. This cellular damage is the primary cause of biological aging. It could be the root of your fatigue. But there's a breakthrough supplement that's scientifically proven to repair and renew your body's cells. NT-Factor Lipids. NT-Factor Lipids are identical to the phospholipids found in your cellular membranes. NT-Factor is the only solution proven and published in medical journals to repair those dead spots in the membranes. If you're older, it can give you back the vitality, focus, and cognitive function of people half your age. And if you're young, this is the tool to optimize your energy production. I've been using NT-Factor for years and prescribe it for my patients. Learn more about the NT Factor line of nutritional formulas at your favorite health food store or online retailer, or to order direct, go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com.
It takes guts to get through this political season. To keep your gut and digestive tract in top form, cast your vote today for Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, the clear choice of health professionals worldwide. A superior probiotic formula, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are uniquely fermented to include prebiotics, the culture medium that provides food to the probiotics, as well as postbiotics, the organic nutrients that result from the fermentation process. Most other probiotics available today do not contain pre- or postbiotics and enter your body empty-handed. But Dr. O'Hara's probiotics travel with their full pre- and postbiotic systems, providing the diversity of flora that creates and nourishes the environment in your gut for better and longer-term results. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are ready to go to work for you immediately. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Sprouts, Natural Grocers, Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, and other natural health retailers nationwide. Also available online.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Gold Leaf Summer Sale is going on now, and you don't want to miss it. If you need shade trees, they have them at 20% off, along with crepe myrtles and blooming fruit trees. Shrubs and trees are the foundation of any landscape design. They offer color, fragrance, shade, and privacy. Shrubs and trees will thrive when they're planted in the right place. Gold Leaf Nursery is here to help you choose the right shrubs and trees that work best with your landscape project. Take advantage of their summer sale going on now. You'll find shade trees and shrubs in 1 gallon or larger, all 20% off. That's a huge savings for any project. Gold Leaf Summer Sale is going on now, and you don't want to miss it. Come on out and stroll through the beautiful grounds of Gold Leaf Nursery and take advantage of their summer sale. It is going on right now. You'll find your local Gold Leaf Nursery at 6186 Churn Creek Road, just a quarter mile past the airport, and across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course, as well as online at goldleafnursery.com.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, also streaming at kcnr1460.com.
This is a special encore performance of Intelligent Medicine. We're not live this week, but check in with us again next weekend.
A regular dose of Intelligent Medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Back to Intelligent Medicine, Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Our number 877-726-8255 for live and recorded calls. You can record a call during the week. But we got a live call from Lisa in Michigan. How you doing, Lisa?
Well, I would like to do a lot better, but otherwise, I'm okay.
Okay. You're from a, you know, like a purely social. How are you? Fine, thank you. And now tell me what's wrong with you.
Well, my complaint today is pain. I get my chronic pain. I think I was told I have fibromyalgia. I was told that quite a while ago, but it wasn't that bad. So yeah. I wasn't getting anything for it. And then as I get older, you know, I start feeling more pains, and I think I got
aches and pains, all that
whole thing. Stuff.
Yeah,
and it's and I'm given drugs like gabapentin, and which I'm not sure I like at all because I think it's does something to my memory.
Yeah, definitely, it can make you mentally sluggish. You know, kind of makes you renders you brain dead. Fibromyalgia, a complicated condition. I recommend that for a primer on it that you read the book From Fatigue to Fantastic by Dr. Jacob Teitelbaum. He's a frequent guest here on Intelligent Medicine. You may want to look up one of his podcasts with me on that subject. And they're archived at drhoffman.com, so you can always go back and listen to a podcast that we might have recorded a few months ago. So fibromyalgia is a multifaceted thing. There are different reasons for fibromyalgia. It's thought in some cases to be autoimmune. It may be related to the microbiome, and by altering the microbiome, we may get some relief. There's often sleep problems associated with that, so we can improve sleep. People are less achy, but it's kind of a vicious cycle, because the more achy you are, the worse your sleep quality, because, you know, you're feeling achy while you're lying in bed. It's also an energetic problem. We think the mitochondria may have something to do with it. And to support muscles, we may recommend something like high-dose creatine. That's been shown to be helpful in some cases. We'll use hormones in men and women, sometimes HRT, hormone replacement therapy for women, using estrogen, progesterone, maybe a little DHEA and testosterone is helpful for men. Testosterone can be very helpful for fibromyalgia. One of my strategies is, for some people, low-dose naltrexone is helpful, especially where autoimmunity is a concern. And that's the prescription. You can't get that by going to Fullscript or an online dispensary. The new think on this, and this is quite interesting, is that a keto diet or even a carnivore diet can make a difference for some people with fibromyalgia. I mean, if you're just achy all the time and really desperate for change, it might be worthwhile to give it a try. Very low carbs or no carbs, or even a carnivore diet, which is basically eating animal protein for a short period of time to see if it provides you with relief. Anecdotes abound of people with fibromyalgia who respond to this type of diet modification. So it's worth a try. Maybe it alters the microbiome. Maybe it alters the metabolism in the muscles, providing more energy via ketones to the muscles in the brain. I mean, is it in the muscles? Well, you feel it in your muscles, but it's also a condition that's in the brain. CBD is helpful. There's a nice product from CB Sciences, one of our sponsors, called Relief, and that contains CBD and other active ingredients which are helpful for pain. Something that many of our patients improve with. You might also take high-dose fish oil, which is anti-inflammatory, or curcumin or boswellan. There's a product called Ache Action that can be helpful. Now, you can't try all these things simultaneously, but one by one you can systematically work your way through them and see what works and what doesn't work for you. It's kind of a voyage of discovery as you try different things. Specific pro-resolving mediators, abbreviated SPM, are also helpful for these painful conditions. And that's a supplement that's available via our online website at Fullscript. Just go to deerhoffmanstore.com to find these things that I'm talking about. Some of them seem kind of obscure, but you just look them up, and you can order them from a reliable source at deerhoffmanstore.com. So, yeah, look, I mean, you need an analysis. You need to see an integrative physician. You're out there in Michigan. I'm sure there are some who can kind of do a deep dive on, you know, what is your trigger for bodily aches and pains, and get to the underlying cause and address it. 877-726-8255, our number. We have a question about COPD. Let's take that question now.
I'm a woman. I'm in the 80s. I was diagnosed with COPD about 10 years ago because I had a bout of a respiratory illness. Now I've been fine ever since, until about 6 months ago, where mostly I noticed shortness of breath when I walk, so any exertion actually, and I have bouts of coughing. But I'm on albuterol inhaler when I need it. And I asked the doctor for it, and I got a nebulizer that has a medication of ipratropium, a bromide, and albuterol mixed. On my own, I use NAC twice a day, and I have for years taken Propaxil and T-Factor. I just wonder, is there anything in alternative medicine that would help me?
Okay, well, you know, you have COPD, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, you know, formerly known as emphysema, which causes breathlessness and lung function deterioration, and, you know, shortness of breath on exertion. And it can be a progressive disease. We believe it's inflammatory. Yes, it's good. You mentioned that you're taking NAC, N-acetylcysteine. It's got some claim to fame in COPD. And you also may want to take, you know, fish oil and SPM because they have anti-inflammatory effects in COPD. Presumably you've thought about that already because you sound pretty astute in terms of your understanding about how supplements can benefit this. The new think on this, and there's a new article on this that comes from kind of an unexpected direction. Headline, beetroot juice offers nitrate-packed support for COPD. Now, what do we know about beetroot juice? Well, it's been used for athletic performance because nitric oxide helps circulation. Nitric oxide also has something to do with COPD. And according to a review in Respiratory Medicine, that's a pretty mainstream journal, dietary supplementation with nitrate-rich beetroot juice could be used to support lung health and function in patients with chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. Chinese researchers looked at the potential for nitrate supplementation. There's dietary nitrates in cocoa. There's dietary nitrates in many foods, but beets have a high concentration of dietary nitrates. And what they found is that the use of beetroot juice improved exercise capacity in patients with COPD. So that might be worth trying. Now, for some people, beet juice is kind of unpalatable. So you may want to take a supplement like the Berkeley Life nitric oxide supplements that are available via FullScript. These are concentrates of the dietary nitrates present in beets. So you can take pills instead of, you know, drinking a stomach-turning glass of beetroot juice. I find beetroot juice a little bit tough to handle, especially before exercise. You don't want to drink a, you know, 16-ounce glass of beetroot juice and then go out and take a long run. So the capsules offer an alternative that may help you. Another insight about COPD is that when the problem in COPD is that you sometimes have difficulty getting rid of CO2. And it turns out that a diet low in carbohydrates reduces your exhalation of CO2, which normally is not a problem. But if your lung capacity is reduced, your ability to get rid of this gas, which basically shortens your breath and creates uncomfortable symptoms, is reduced. And by changing to a diet that is lower in carbohydrates, you alter what's called your respiratory quotient. Your respiratory quotient associated with the amount of CO2 you exhale, and it can provide subjective relief and increased exercise tolerance for people with severe lung impairment. That's been shown in studies that date back decades. So there you have it, some possible solutions that you can apply to your problem. 877-726-8255, our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
You're listening to an encore broadcast, The Best of Intelligent Medicine, with me, Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
As you know, it's important to me that the supplements I recommend and use are of the highest quality. That's why I stock the Protocol for Life Balance product line at my online dispensary, drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional-grade products using ingredients backed by strong scientific research, including a suite of supplements for digestive support, handle tougher digestive problems, and larger, more complex meals with GI Guard AM, enzymes HCL, oregano oil, and peppermint oil, GI. This premium collection may help to maintain the integrity of your stomach lining and promote gastric comfort, help reduce occasional bloating, indigestion, heartburn, gas, and other normal diet-related digestive disturbances, as well as maintain healthy intestinal flora balance. For more information and to order, just go to drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. That's drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Protocol for Life Balance is an A-rated GMP manufacturer of premium dietary supplements.
You know how important it is to ensure that your supplements are genuine, safe, and effective. That's why I partnered with FullScript, an online dispensing platform that
only offers curated professional grade brands that I know and trust. The very same supplements that I prescribe to my patients and take myself. Never counterfeit or expired, always stored and shipped correctly. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to start your free FullScript account. Buying through FullScript offers fast shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA compliant and offers world-class support. FullScript also gives you access to my custom targeted supplement protocols that combine the products that I recommend to address specific needs, heart health, immune support, and much more. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to sign up for your free FullScript account. You'll get access to the supplements and features you need to help you achieve your wellness goals. That's DearHoffmanStore.com. DearHoffmanStore.com.
The Affordable Connectivity Program ended this past June, but a company is committed to keeping customers connected.
Verizon Forward keeps eligible consumers of low-income households connected by giving them access to fast, reliable speeds of Verizon Home Internet at an affordable price, as low as $20 a month. New or existing qualifying customers can enroll following these three steps. Pick your plan, check your eligibility, and start saving. Some restrictions apply. See if you qualify to save with Verizon Forward at Verizon.com/Verizon Forward.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, powered by Intel.
Protecting your family and your home may be easy. That's the idea behind the Kid-S Smoke Alarm, a 3-in-1 smart home protection device to help keep you safe. Lifestyle and tech expert Yvette Rios has more.
So it's important to really help keep our homes and loved ones safe. They have such an incredible suite of smart products that provide instant mobile alerts for multiple home safety threats. So the smoke alarm has smart features with advanced smoke detection, and the carbon monoxide alarm and indoor air quality monitor is the industry's first device to combine both. And these devices are especially important because of CO and fire incidents.
Smoke detector, carbon monoxide detector, and indoor air quality monitor, all in one. Find out more at KIDDE.com. That's KIDDE.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, powered by Intel.
My neighbor invited me to a Wounded Warrior Project event. I didn't know what to expect, but I felt like everyone understood me. We got each other. So I got more involved. I joined support groups with other women warriors, and it helped me realize a new purpose in my life.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
You have more wealth than your neighbor, and they don't have a clue. The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet. Don't get into this vicious cycle of trying to compete with people on social media or people you live near with material items. If you're putting money away, you can take advantage of those opportunities throughout your life. Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475 horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary direct connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
DrHoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you, and we have a recorded question. Somebody called 877-726-8255 and dropped this. Let's hear it.
I know that you're, I think you're about 70 now, and I'm wondering if even with all the good things that you do for your health, you still have periods of time or incidents where you forget something or you have a lapse in memory. If so, how frequent is it, and what do you do about it?
That's a great question. And I'm sorry, what was the question? No, I'm kidding. Typically, and this is kind of a boomer phenomenon, you know, you walk into a room and, you know, even if you've got just like a 1,200 square foot apartment, you go, you know, what did I, what was I thinking? You know, why did I walk into this room? And what I tend to do when I have these memory lapses is I deliberately don't sweat it, because I think one thing that happens as people get older and they have memory lapses, and the memory lapses occur, you know, throughout life. You know, you can't bring up a certain thing you want to recall, but especially as you get older, you know, perhaps it's not the greatest idea for me at, you know, 71 to contemplate going back to medical school, memorizing, you know, all the bones in the body and all the nerves in the body. Maybe my capacity for storing all that kind of information is going to be a little bit reduced. But when I have these episodes, and it particularly, for some reason, it particularly occurs with the names of people, movie stars. You know, like that movie with that guy, that, I mean, I can see him, you know, I can't remember the name. And what's uncanny about that is that I have really terrific memory for obscure facts, for journal articles, for statistics, in my field, in medicine. So I kind of compartmentalize. And things that I care less about, you know, like sports statistics, you know, or, you know, pop culture, my memory's not that great. And I think that's part of the way that the brain preserves itself from overload. You know, it's like, how many gigabytes of memory do you have, in your brain? And I think your brain, actually engages in a process of conscious forgetting or unconscious forgetting to, you know, clear up storage for new learning. So what I do is I tell myself, it's no biggie, and I try to relax. And I try to, you know, switch my attention. I just don't try to, like, force it. Like, whoa, I got to remember this thing. Oh, come on, I got to grapple with this. Or get anxious. Because a common source of anxiety in folks my age, and perhaps in you, you know, prompting your question, is about memory loss. And it doesn't help. It makes things worse. Anxiety about memory makes memory worse. So it's kind of a vicious cycle. But in terms of things that I do to support memory, I mean, before a program, I may have a shake and put some cocoa flavanols in there. They've been shown to improve performance. Caffeine improves memory to some extent. So maybe there's a little caffeine in the cocoa flavanols. Maybe there's a little caffeine in the morning tea that I have that may help memory to some extent. There's ashwagandha is possibly helpful for memory because it may help with stress. There's a product that we're advertising. I'll tell you about it in a moment. Is a Cinequel, which was designed for people with head injuries, but in head injuries, people are cognitively impaired. And there may be some degree of brain inflammation or reduced mitochondrial function in these people. And so even though I don't have a head injury, in order to prompt, you know, no question, as a radio host and as a physician, memory and recall and mental performance are really at a premium. So I'm really trying to enhance that. I think exercise, too, has a tremendous benefit in terms of enhancing memory and focus and reducing the anxiety which interferes with memory. But the product that I'm talking about is Cinequel. Cinequel is a combination of ketones as well as certain amino acids and NAD precursors. It's a bunch of different ingredients which are designed to support healthy brain function. So let me tell you about it. I'm reading a copy here. Jumpstart your healthy resolutions with reduced pricing on all my favorite supplements from Thorn. Right now, my entire curated selection of Thorn supplements is 20% off, including Thorn's cutting-edge brain support formula, Cinequel. It's called that because it comes from the word synapse, which are the connections between the neurons in your brain, and quell the inflammation that may interfere with brain function. I've added Cinequel to my personal daily regimen to fend off cognitive decline. Cinequel is rich in the best research ingredients that support brain function. Its active ingredients help maintain cellular energy production, encourage a healthy balance of inflammatory cytokines, provide energy to fuel the nerves, support neurotransmitter production, and protect against oxidative stress. It's available in two strengths, Cinequil for everyday maintenance, which I use, and there's Cinequil Plus, which provides higher amounts of specific nutrients for shorter-term support after an impact-related head injury. That would be the rarer case of people who engage in competitive sports or, in a motor vehicle accident, have traumatic brain injury. They may take the stronger product. Just go to drhoffman.com/thorn. That's T-H-O-R-N-E. drhoffman.com/thorn for 20% off Cinequil as well as my entire curated selection of Thorn products. That's drhoffman.com/thorn. And they got really happy to see that Thorn is back on FullScript. They weren't on it for a long time, and now their full range of products are available to listeners via drhoffmanstore.com or drhoffman.com/thorn. Okay, I'll conclude this today by talking about licorice. You know, licorice, popular, you know, candy. I'm not a big fan of licorice candy, but I drink licorice tea occasionally. It tastes good. It's sweet. A low dose of daily licorice intake affects home blood pressure in a randomized crossover trial. How much did it affect blood pressure? It's a small amount of licorice. In this small study, increased blood pressure by 3 points. That systolic blood pressure was increased with even a small amount of licorice. So what that suggests is that folks with high blood pressure, maybe, you know, licorice is not for you. We've known that for a while, that it can increase blood pressure. It can also increase sodium retention, and it can cause potassium depletion. But a good use of licorice is for people with low blood pressure. There's some people who feel weak and woozy. They have what's called POTS, postural orthostatic tachycardia syndrome. This is often in post-COVID, long COVID, or even in vaccine-injured people. So a little bit of licorice, we can use that to our benefit because it's a real effect. Well, thanks very much for joining us. A reminder, our number 877-726-8255 allows you to record a question. You can find all kinds of things to make you a more informed listener to Intelligent Medicine at drhoffman.com. You can follow us on Facebook and Twitter. You can subscribe to our newsletter, which I highly advise, and you can download all our podcasts throughout the week via drhoffman.com or your favorite podcast purveyor. Thanks for joining us. Have a healthy weekend.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes, the number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle.
Bot. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor. Tropical storm Ernesto churned away from Bermuda and headed further out into the northeastern Atlantic, but it still sent powerful swells across the east coast. Rip currents were associated with at least one death and prompted many rescues. National Weather Service lead meteorologist Mike Lee in New Jersey says a flood watch remains in effect for portions of the state.
Pretty much the urban corridor of southern New Jersey, that's, you know, Camden, Gloucester, northern Burlington County, all the way up to central New Jersey and northern New Jersey. That's a result of a cold front that's coming through later today, potentially bringing us a nice round of heavy thunderstorms and good downpours, and potentially dropping a good amount of rainfall in a very short period of time, resulting in some localized flash flooding.
Former President Donald Trump's rally in Wilkes-Barre over the weekend was a swath of a pivotal battleground state where he hopes conservative white working-class voters near Biden's hometown of Scranton will boost his chances of winning back the White House.
Who would believe this? 80 days from now, we are going to defeat a communist known as Kamala Harris. She's a communist. Most radical left person ever to run for office. This is not what this country needs. We've had enough of them. We're going to win back the White House, and we're going to take back our country.
Also at townhall.com, Secretary of State Antony Blinken will use his ninth diplomatic mission to the Middle East since the start of the Israel-Hamas war to press for the quick conclusion of an elusive ceasefire agreement. He arrived in Israel today ahead of what mediators have billed as a last push to reach a deal that will take place in Cairo later in the week. He will meet up with top Israel officials tomorrow before traveling to Egypt on Tuesday. The latest Israel strikes across Gaza have taken the lives of 29 people. You'll find news and analysis and more on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
Oh, summer is upon us and the weather is beautiful. Everyone has a favorite outdoor activity.
Golf, bike riding,
bird watching,
long walks.
Ask 100 people and you'll get 100 answers. But if everyday aches and pains are keeping you on the sidelines, I have one answer. Relief Factor. Relief Factor is a 100% drug-free daily supplement that helps your body fight pain naturally. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor uses a unique formula of natural ingredients. It doesn't just mask pain. It helps reduce or even eliminate it. Wherever you're hurting, back, neck, joints or muscles, in 3 weeks or less, you'll start to feel the difference all day, every day. So whatever you like to do, swimming, pickleball, hanging out in the garden, Relief Factor can help you feel good again and let you enjoy all your favorite outdoor activities all summer long. ReliefFactor.com, 1-800-4-RELIEF, 1-800-473-5433. Fight pain naturally with Relief Factor.
A former lawmaker may soon be pleading guilty.
Former New York Congressman George Santos expected to make the guilty plea to multiple counts in his federal fraud case at a court hearing Monday on Long Island. The hearing was slated for Monday afternoon after prosecutors and Santos' lawyers jointly requested one Friday. The news comes just weeks before jury selection was set to begin on September 9th. Jason Walker reporting.
Vice President Kamala Harris' campaign says it's reserving $370 million in advertising to run between Labor Day and Election Day. The fall advertising push will include $170 million in television reservations, running for 9 weeks starting September 3rd in battleground states. It also includes more than $200 million in digital reservations on platforms such as Hulu, Roku, and YouTube. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Correspondent Rika Ann Garcia gives chilling details on a fire that actually broke out on a Ferris wheel at a music festival in eastern Germany.
Footage shows festival goers looking worried at the Ferris wheel from a distance while someone continues performing on stage. The fire started on one gondola and then spread to a second one. The operator of the Ferris wheel said that no passengers were sitting in the gondola in which the fire started. According to a German news agency, four people suffered burn injuries and one suffered injuries from a fall. The others, including first responders and at least four police officers, were examined in the hospital
hospital for possible smoke inhalation. The accident took place at the Highfield Festival near Leipzig. The police are still investigating what caused the fire. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
You'll find more on these stories, news, and analysis when you log on to townhall.com. I'm Ron.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Your consultant, and I really appreciate you tuning in today. We have a wonderful program on tap with my friend and special guest, Mr. Ben Socek. He's the owner and operator of Home Downsizing Solutions. And Ben, welcome to Senior Care Live.
Hello, Steve. Thank you for having me on today. And as always, hopefully we can... I can provide a lot of great information for your listeners today that they get a lot of value from the show today.
Absolutely. And if you do want to reach out to Ben Socek again with Home Downsizing Solutions, here's the toll-free number. Be sure to write that down, 855-291-5005. That's 855-291-5005. You can also go online. It's a fantastic website at homedownsizing.com. Homedownsizing.com. And Ben, you've been in the business for a long time, and you have helped so many seniors transition from their home to a senior living community. And you and I were talking, off air, and you were mentioning that the big catch 22 when trying to sell your house and move to a senior care community, sometimes there's a major timing issue there.
There absolutely is, Steve. I've been getting more calls than usual, the way it seems, in the last 6 months that kind of have this theme running through it where a person wants to downsize. They want to move into a senior apartment or some type of senior living community, but they have stuff that they want to get rid of, and they don't have room for everything where they're going, of course. And so when they talk to an estate sale company or auctioneer to take care of the stuff that they don't want, of course, some of those companies want to make sure that the person is moved and out of the house so that they can get into the house, organize the things to have an in-house auction, and don't have to be worried about someone living there. And, of course, that presents problems if a person needs to sell the house in order to get funds to make that transition, then they're really stuck between what do you do? And so I've run into that several times recently and thought that would be a good subject to discuss today.
Okay, and I can definitely see how the timing of that would be an issue. I've worked with so many people who, say, for example, they're moving from their home to a continuing care retirement community, so they're going to downsize and begin in the independent living part of that community, and more often than not, you have a fairly large, a six-figure entrance fee, and a lot of folks are wanting to or maybe needing to use the equity from the sale of their house to then pay that entrance fee. So how do, and that is a catch-22. So I'm ready to move, but my house isn't sold yet. So how do you work with that and work with clients to solve that issue, that catch-22?
Sure. And also, it doesn't just apply, I'll step back a little bit, doesn't necessarily apply just to individuals that have, that are moving to a community with a big moving fee, but we work with people that maybe the home is the only asset that they have. And so they're not looking for a big entrance fee community, but they still have a need to raise funds in order to make that transition. But to answer your question, what we've done numerous times over the past years is we can step in, we can buy the house, we can get the seller just about all of their funds because we want to hold a little bit of those funds in escrow for our protection to make sure that the house, that we get the house that we think we're getting,
yeah,
and so that there's no damage being done. But the seller gets the funds right away, usually within that week or two of us having a contract because we can close very quickly. And then they have the funds to make that transition. And in a case where they're looking to work with an estate sale company or auction company, they can make that transition. The estate or auction company can come in, organize their things, monetize those things as best they can, and then we can take possession of the house after all of that is done. And if there's any items or stuff that's left over that doesn't sell or that nobody wants, then we can take care of that for them. So there's no additional fees for cleaning or for a dumpster, anything like that that they would normally encounter.
Yeah, and that's a huge benefit. And like you said, you know, you may not be moving to independent living, you may be moving to long-term care, assisted living, you may need memory care, and having access to that cash on hand from the sale of your house, that can make the difference between being able to move to a senior care community or not.
That's absolutely right. Again, to some people, there's value in that. To some people, there's not. But a lot of people that we work with obviously do find value in that benefit to make everything work well together when they're faced with those issues. So there's a lot of what do I do now type of questions. And with us being able to buy the house, work with the estate sale companies or the auction companies, and then take care of all the stuff that's not wanted or needed afterwards, that just takes care of a lot of the issues.
All right. And that would also, I think, calm some fears or concerns of what am I going to do with all of this stuff? And with that, let's talk about your new book. It's called Stress-Free Home Downsizing, A Senior's Guide to Selling Your House and Simplifying Your Life. And, Ben, I've looked through the book. It is a fantastic resource. And for our listeners, you know, most people, the most daunting part of moving, again, from your home to a senior care community is, what do we do with all of this stuff? I mean, I'm working with a gentleman right now. He has an 8-foot-tall papier-mâché elephant in his house in Texas, and he wants to move it to an assisted living community here in Kansas City. So can you do it? Can you not? I mean, he's very attached to this elephant, so and I can't wait to see it. I'm pretty sure he's bringing it, but you know, and he has a whole house of other stuff that it could be overwhelming with the thought of just trying to go through decades worth of your stuff and trying to figure out what do I keep, what's going to fit, what's going to not fit, what do I throw away, what do I donate. So I would encourage our listeners to reach out to Ben Socek. Ask for a copy of his brand new book. It is fantastic. It is so helpful, and it could make the difference of you just sitting in really kind of paralyzed just with fear, just being overwhelmed. And so Ben, with that, let's jump in. We'll have to we'll get a good start on this, and then we'll continue it after the break. But you're calling it the Home Downsizing Solutions 6-Month Plan. So what is that all about?
Sure, Steve. One of the things that we've summarized in the book is to, if people have the time, of course, it can be compressed if it needs to be, but what we found is 6 months is a good time frame for people that want to transition to a smaller home, apartment, or senior living community. And so we've tried to break that down into a six-month plan to the with the first thing, of course, is just to begin, to do something. And we like to address, you know, the stuff in the house, of course, is usually the big hurdle or the biggest hurdle, getting the house ready to sell, finding a new home or apartment that you want to go to, addressing the moving or logistic items, and then, of course, dealing with the real estate itself. And so we try and break that down into a more easy to manage, easy to understand and implement six-month plan.
Okay, and so let's pick this up after the break for sure. We'll go through step one through six, but I'll tell you what, if you have the time, and now sometimes you have to move and there's a crisis or there's an issue that would cause you or really force you to move fairly quickly, but if you're planning, you can see this coming, what am I going to do with my stuff, with my house, this is a phenomenal roadmap to simplifying your life big time. Reach out to Ben Socek with Home Downsizing Solutions at 855-291-5005 or online at homedownsizing.com. And Ben, how much is the book? What does it cost?
The book retails for $17.99 on Amazon.com. But for select listeners, just contact us at homedownsizingsolutions.com or homedownsizing.com. Or you can call us toll-free, 855-291-5005.
All right, excellent. And now the Senior Care Live question of the week. When working with Home Downsizing Solutions, you must completely empty your house and remove all of your stuff before moving. Is that statement true or false? What do you think?
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
Hello, this is Steve Kuecker, President of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit SeniorCareConsulting.com. I'm Steve Kuecker with Senior Care Consulting, here with Ben Socek from Home Downsizing Solutions. Ben, I understand you have a big announcement.
I do, Steve. I'm very excited to announce that my company, Home Downsizing Solutions, is expanding nationally through the franchising model.
That's great, Ben. And who would be an ideal candidate for owning a Home Downsizing Solutions franchise?
I think the ideal candidate has some experience working with seniors, especially with any of the services that seniors utilize when selling a house and moving to senior living, that also has an interest in and recognizes a very important service of providing a fast, easy, convenient way to sell a house in its as-is condition when making that transition.
I know you do a great job, Ben, serving seniors and their families, and I'm so excited about your franchise opportunities all across America. For more information, call toll-free 855-291-5005 or visit homedownsizing.com.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475 horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary direct connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
There's a concerted effort from globalist elites to chip away at the all-important rights protected by the First Amendment. Can they get away with it? And what protections are in place? These questions answered on Liberty Nation Radio.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
The Affordable Connectivity Program ended this past June, but a company is committed to keeping customers connected.
Verizon Forward keeps eligible consumers of low-income households connected by giving them access to fast, reliable speeds of Verizon Home Internet at an affordable price, as low as $20 a month. New or existing qualifying customers can enroll following these three steps. Pick your plan, check your eligibility, and start saving. Some restrictions apply. See if you qualify to save with Verizon Forward at Verizon.com/Verizon Forward.
Wounded Warrior Project has been there for me since that first day in the hospital. They got me out of the house. They got me connected with other veterans, and they helped me face my PTSD. They support me and my family at every turn. And now I'm helping other warriors realize that they're not alone.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, go to SeniorCareLive.com. All right, back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. When working with home downsizing solutions, you must completely empty your house and remove all of your stuff before moving. Is that statement true or false? And the answer is false. The answer is false. And Ben, with your firm, your company, Home Downsizing Solutions, you do not have to empty your house. As you had mentioned before, you can take what you want, sell what you want, and if there's still stuff in the house, that's part of your service, and you can handle that for them.
That's absolutely correct, Steve. We try to do everything that we can to make it easy for a person that wants to sell a house and downsize into a smaller home, apartment, or senior living as easy as possible. And so whether that means bringing in an estate sale or auction company to try and monetize the things that a homeowner wants to monetize, we can help with that. Once we buy the house, the person doesn't have to worry about moving any of the stuff that they don't care about anymore or that doesn't sell. We buy the house completely as is in any condition and with or without all the stuff. So a person does not have to worry about that.
All right, excellent. And again, one of the huge concerns about moving, and frankly, I've seen so many people, they'll just sit there and do nothing because they're so overwhelmed with moving. And what do I do with all of my stuff? And what can I take? What can I sell? What do I donate? What do I throw away? All those sort of things. So as part of your book, which is excellent, Stress-Free Home Downsizing, A Senior's Guide to Selling Your House and Simplifying Your Life, on page 180, it's the six-month plan, the home downsizing six-month plan. And I love how you've broken this down into six steps. So the first one, begin slow and easy. Tell us about that.
Absolutely. The first thing I think, as you mentioned just now, is the biggest hurdle for someone that wants to make the transition is just to take the first step. Obviously, if you live in a house for 20, 30, or 40 years, you accumulate things, and or at least most of us do anyway, and it can seem completely overwhelming to make the transition because a person just does not know where to start. And so that's really the first major step, is just to start doing something. Choose a room that you don't use anymore. Choose a room that maybe doesn't have much in, but start somewhere. And so that's really what the first step that we discuss is just to start somewhere and make that first move.
Yeah, just start slow and easy. And like you said, make the decision. Maybe that's the toughest part of this. And then Like you said, just start slow and easy. The second one is your stuff will all find the right home, which may be hard to believe in the beginning, but that's 100% true.
Correct. One of the recommended methods of dealing with things in the house is to make three or four different categories or maybe piles of items. A category of things that you know you don't want to take with you for sure. Two, a category of things you know that you're going to want to move with you. And three, possibly an unknown or I'm not sure, although a lot of organizing services will tend to say don't do that, but that's one of the options, as well as a category of things that you want to have to give away to others. So whether that's family items, heirlooms, things that you want to keep in your family to hand those down, assuming the rest of the family wants those items. But maybe there are memories or documents that pertain to previous generations. So those are kind of the different categories. And so if you can start in one room and sort the items into different categories, that's kind of the next step.
I'll tell you what, I love the idea of I'm not sure. I like the I'm not sure category. That reduces the pressure. You don't have the pressure of, well, I have to make a decision now. I'm not sure about it, so I'm going to put it in my unsure category, and I'll just come back to that. I think it's a great idea. And I've always told my kids, my wife is big into scrapbooking. She does that with her mom and her aunt. And these ladies sit around for like 2 days over a weekend, and they'll talk, you know, all day, clear up to midnight, and they'll scrap. They'll scrapbook, you know, photos, and they make all sorts of little things around it, and the background paper and everything. And they're really neat, and they're all family photos of memories. And I said, you kids are going to be fighting over those books. You know, when we're gone, you're going to want that. So that's one of those items where it may not seem like a big deal, but it's a huge deal because it's a very personal item. It's sentimental, and it holds – it's really everything. It's a whole family history.
Correct. And what I've done with our family, not to kind of get stuck on this, but I think it is an important thing where what has happened generations ago to me anyway wasn't very important to me until recently when I had the opportunity to go to the Czech Republic to research where my ancestors came from. And it now is much more important to me where my family came from and the struggles that they had to go through to give me and my family the life that we have. And so what I've done is to digitize or try to digitize a lot of the documents. So we don't have just a book, but we have a Google Drive in our case where I can share it with my siblings where everything is going to be there. I interviewed my mom before she passed away and asked her a lot of questions that I thought others would want to know. And so I think any time that you can do that is going to be important because by digitizing it, it's going to keep their memories, that information, and the documentation around, not just for a few years, but for the next one or two, three generations.
Yeah, I mean, if it's digitized, it's in cyberspace somewhere forever. So
that's right.
That's a great idea. All right, now I'm going to have to start digitizing all my stuff, Ben. So I know we're getting the attention of a lot of folks on this with this conversation, and clearly we're not going to have time to get through the rest of the items. Maybe we can talk about them next time. But you know, it's just reassuring you that your house will be ready to sell, and you'll find the best new home for yourself. And it goes on and on. There's six points here, but. Again, reach out to Ben Socek, Stress-Free Home Downsizing, A Senior's Guide to Selling Your House and Simplifying Your Life. And you can reach out to Ben at 855-291-5005, or you can visit online at homedownsizing.com. And Ben's going to hook you up with this book, and just for being a listener of Senior Care Live. Is that right, Ben?
That's absolutely correct. If we can help any of the listeners out, that's what we're here to do.
All right. And then once you get your book, you can read through the rest of them, and maybe Ben and I, the next time we're together on air, we can finish out the rest of the six-month plan.
I think that sounds like a great plan to go through those better.
Yep, absolutely. So, okay. All right. Well, thank you, Ben. I really appreciate your time, and you have a wonderful rest of your day.
You too. Thank you very much, and hope all the listeners have a great day as well.
All right. We'll have more coming up next.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. Stick around. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
It's back to school time with Memory Lane Antiques Vintage and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson. Memory Lane features timeless decor for the home or office, study or dorm, with a variety of books to choose from, including old encyclopedia sets and classic novels, along with sports memorabilia. Memory Lane also offers vintage clothing, college collectibles and gear, classic lunchboxes, porcelain dolls, tin toys, and stuffed animals. You'll also find antique and upcycled furniture, including desks and dressers, and fusion paint and supplies for the do-it-yourselfer. Memory Lane Antiques Vintage and Collectibles features costume to classic jewelry, including necklaces, earrings, bracelets, anklets, and rings in a variety of styles and colors to choose from. They also feature a distinct Amish collection of items and gifts. Open Monday 10 to 6, close Tuesday and Wednesday, open Thursday through Saturday from 10 to 6, and Sunday open noon to 5. Memory Lane Antiques Vintage and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson.
Gold Leaf Summer Sale is going on now, and you don't want to miss it. If you need shade trees, they have them at 20% off, along with crepe myrtles and blooming fruit trees. Shrubs and trees are the foundation of any landscape design. They offer color, fragrance, shade, and privacy. Shrubs and trees will thrive when they're planted in the right place. Gold Leaf Nursery is here to help you choose the right shrubs and trees that work best with your landscape project. Take advantage of their summer sale going on now. You'll find shade trees and shrubs in 1 gallon or larger, all 20% off. That's a huge savings for any project. Gold Leaf Summer Sale is going on now, and you don't want to miss it. Come on out and stroll through the beautiful grounds of Gold Leaf Nursery and take advantage of their summer sale. It is going on right now. You'll find your local Gold Leaf Nursery at 6186 Churn Creek Road, just a quarter mile past the airport, and across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course, as well as online at goldleafnursery.com.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts, Wing Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
There are three things holding you back from doubling your sales in the next 12 months. They are, number one, the Great Resignation. 47 million Americans voluntarily left their job last year. Your staff are harder to find than ever before. Number two, the Clutter Factor. 3.8 billion social media pages are competing for the attention of your prospects. No wonder they aren't listening to your marketing efforts. Number three, the Death of the Salesman. 97% of your prospects feel salespeople are too pushy today. Hello, I'm Amanda Holmes. I've just released an updated version of my father's cult classic book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you'd like to double your sales in the next 12 months, download a free chapter of the book at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book. Our clients call it the chapter that changes lives. It's worked for 250,000 businesses worldwide. It'll work for you. Get your proven roadmap to doubling sales at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book.
We have reached the age where things just cost more.
Cars, phones, life insurance.
Your blood pressure is up.
Your weight is up.
You're one to talk.
I have type 2 diabetes, so I'm getting dinged just like you.
Thank goodness for Big Lou.
Big Lou!
Big Lou can get term life insurance rates for a 50-year-old male with type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, or maybe he's on anxiety meds,
mm-hmm.
for just around $200 a month for $1 million of coverage.
Oh, you got to say that again.
Go ahead.
Okay, I'll say it. Big Lou and term provider could get a 50-year-old man, a little dinged up, $1 million in life insurance for around $200 a month.
Call Big Lou.
Big Lou.
He's like you. 800-511-3535.
That's 800-511-3535.
Don't put it off. If you're overweight, diabetic, have high blood pressure, you gotta call Big Lou.
Gotta.
800-511-3535.
Write it down.
800-511-3535.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For podcasts of the program, go to seniorcarelive.com or wherever you get your podcasts. All right, let's get into it.
Ladies and gentlemen, your attention, please. This is a consumer alert. Consumer alert.
Okay, so here we go again. So I was speaking with one of my clients recently, and she said, all right, Steve, full disclosure, I've already spoken with one of these free referral services, and let me just say, and these are her words, she said, you know, I am not impressed at all. And I said, really? I said, well, thanks for letting me know that. And what happened? What was wrong? She said, they were just super high pressure. She said, I just felt like they were just trying to sell me. They were just trying to make a sale. And she said, and then once I learned more and more, I know they were just trying to sell me on one of their partner communities so they could get their, you know, get their big commission and all that kind of stuff. She said, you know, I walked away from them. And I shared that story with my financial advisor the next day. And then her financial advisor said, don't go with them. And he highly recommended I reach out to Senior Care Consulting. He explained the difference between you and the free referral services. And she said, I'm so happy I met you, and I'm so happy to engage you in your services, and I have full confidence now that I will find the best place for my mother. And so wanted to share that with you. And then I recently spoke with a marketing director at a large senior care community, and she said that Senior Care Consulting is nothing like the free referral services. She said, Steve, you're just so personal. You go in depth with your clients, and I could just see that you take such good care of them, and it's no wonder they love you. And I was really flattered by that, and I appreciated her sharing that. And she also said that she's worked with some free referral services recently. She said they didn't even bother to show up for the tour. I'm like, wow, that's commitment. You know, and now she refuses to work with them. So anyway, I haven't done this for a little while. I wanted to compare and contrast Senior Care Consulting with the quote unquote free referral services. All right. And if you want to read this for yourself, you can go to seniorcareconsulting.com. Why choose us? And it talks about all of the reasons that we think Senior Care Consulting is the clear choice. But let me break it down for you. All right. Senior Care Consulting, we work directly for you and represent you and your family directly. The free referral services represent an incomplete list of area facilities, referring to them as their partner communities. So they are business partners. They're free to you because they receive large commissions. Many people call that a kickback. If you should choose one of their recommended business partners or partner communities. So you see the difference right out of the gate? Senior Care Consulting, we don't play that game, right? We work directly for you. These folks do what they do, what I just said. All right, I'm not going to get too far. I could talk about this for about 2 hours, so I want to get through this in a few minutes here for you just to highlight the differences. Senior Care Consulting, our job is to help you with critical decisions. That's the whole program for me, is to help our clients make one of the biggest decisions, one of the most critical decisions they will ever make in their entire lifetime. And I take that very seriously. The free referral service, their job is to generate revenue by helping to increase the occupancy and census of their partner communities. That is their job. That's it. Stark, stark difference. Senior Care Consulting, we do not accept reimbursement, not one single penny from any care providers ever, not in 22 years, not a penny. The free, putting up my air quotes, free referral services, they are typically paid up to 100% of the first month's cost by their contracted partner communities. And frankly, I consider that to be a gross conflict of interest, because guess what? It is. Oh, I highly recommend this place. You choose it, and they're like, okay, they got their hand out. Give me that first month's cost in a kickback, $6,000, $7,000, $8,000. No wonder they highly recommend that place. You see the conflict of interest there? I like to say that Senior Care Consulting offers a placement service with integrity, because that's the best way to summarize that succinctly. How about that? Senior Care Consulting, we research the entire marketplace to find the best fit for your unique situation. The free referral services, they primarily recommend a limited number of partner communities, and although they don't have a contract with all available facilities in your market, the reason that is because many providers are not willing to play that game. They're not going to pay to play. Okay, some may recommend non-contracted facilities on occasion, but when that's the way you make your, that's the way you generate your revenue, that's how you make your next car payment or house payment, what do you think you're going to hear about? I'll let you decide that. Senior Care Consulting, when researching the market, we do not provide your personal information to any of the providers that we are discussing with in screening. So we act as a filter so that you are not contacted by any facility sales representatives. Not all, so this is the free referral services, not all, but some free referral services forward your personal information to their limited list of partner communities. Then the facility sales representatives all contact you immediately. It is literally a race to see who can get to you first. Your phone, I must have been told this over 100 times. Steve, my phone, I just made the inquiry. I didn't even push send on the inquiry form. And somehow they knew I was on their website. Somehow they knew that I had made some sort of a contact, even though I didn't officially give them permission. And they said I had no longer, you know, got out of that website, and my phone exploded with calls, dozens and dozens and dozens of calls. That's what happens. It is a race to see who can get to you first. Senior Care Consulting, we tour communities with you and conduct a performance audit. You'll only spend a few hours of your time with our process. Free referral services. Some free referral services do not tour facilities with you at all. And some of them that are supposed to, according to the marketing director that I spoke with, I just mentioned, even though some of them are supposed to, they may not even show up for the tour. Wow, that's amazing. But again, some of the free referral services do not tour facilities with you. You will spend hours just returning all of the calls you receive from aggressive facility sales personnel. And this is only the beginning of your journey with them. Senior Care Consulting, during community tours, we ask a lot of questions that, frankly, most people just wouldn't know or may not know to ask. And then we report real-time findings and information to you in our summary report package. the free referral services. Some free referral services tell you about facility amenities. Similar to what you would hear about when choosing a hotel while planning your next vacation. Wow, that's helpful. Oh, they have a coffee bar, a cappuccino maker, and they have, okay, yeah, that's wonderful. Tell me about the care. Tell me about some substance. Oh, well, we don't have that, but we're going to tell you about all the bells and whistles. That's just amazing. So here's the bottom line. Some may tour facilities with you. Some do not. It's possible some may even recommend facilities that are not on their list of partner communities. However, here it is. They all generate revenue by recommending their contracted partner communities and receiving large commissions if you choose one of them. This is a fact, and this is their business model. So you have to go back to what did your mother tell you a long time ago? Nothing is free.
Proceed with caution. This has been a Consumer Alert, brought to you by Senior Care Live.
That's right. Nothing is free except maybe for the unconditional love of your parents. Okay, but the bottom line is these folks are not, this isn't a charity. They're not doing this out of the goodness of their heart. They're generating huge, huge revenue by operating these free referral services. So as I always say, don't take the bait. Call Senior Care Consulting. We offer a placement service with integrity. Give us a call at 913-945-2800 or visit online at seniorcareconsulting.com. I have a whole lot more coming right up.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. To contact Steve or a guest on his show, visit seniorcarelive.com. We'll have more coming up.
Hello, this is Steve Kuecker, president of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
Does your business serve the elderly and their caregivers? In our area, there are hundreds of thousands of people either receiving or providing senior care, and they need to know about you. A unique and successful radio program called Senior Care Live is the perfect opportunity to let your target audience know about your amazing products and services. Senior Care Live is currently adding a limited number of partner sponsors, and if you're aligned with their mission, they want to talk to you. They're interested in partnering with hospital organizations, physician groups, home care providers, estate planning and elder law practices, financial advisors, insurance companies, real estate brokers, home health agencies, and other providers serving the elderly and their caregivers. Senior Care Live has a limited number of partner sponsor opportunities, so call now at 913-945-2800, 913-945-2800, or visit seniorcarelive.com, seniorcarelive.com.
Are you annoyed, angry, or maybe there's another word you want to use about where your tax dollars are going? Let's face it, the government does a terrible job of managing money, especially when it's yours and mine. Tax dollars are being wasted, and all the government does is have their hand out for more. So what do? They send you, the tax-paying American or business owner, a letter saying you underpaid your taxes, and you owe us a lot more. Don't laugh and don't cry. Call the Tax Resources Network now. Their trained experts can help negotiate negotiate between you and the IRS and take all the stress off your back. And if you're lucky, save you a boatload of tax money. So before you think about calling the IRS, if you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes or you haven't filed in a while, call us right now.
800-793-1147. 800-793-1147. 800-793-1147. That's 800-793-1147.
We're with Bridget, whose husband won't be home for months, and whose daughter is due any day. We're with Mike, who's leaving home to protect his family and yours. We're with all service members and their families who need community, connection, and maybe a bit of magic. Are you with them? Learn more at USO.org today. We're with Liam after his fourth military move, when being new is starting to get old. We're with Tara during the holidays, when she misses home the most. We're with all service members and their families who need connection, comfort, and a home away from home. Are you with them? Learn more at USO.org today.
For eligible individuals 18 and older only, results vary. See website for details and important safety information.
How are your hearing aids sounding now?
A little tinny.
Okay, 2 seconds.
With Jabra Enhance Select's premium package, better hearing doesn't happen in a doctor's office. It happens at home. All done remotely from initial testing to adjustments.
How are they sounding now?
Fantastic. So much better. You get the same advanced hearing aid technology and professional support you expect from a clinic at a fraction of the cost. And if you have any issues, we'll make adjustments 7 days a week, no charge.
Aw, you people are wonderful.
Our premium package includes hearing aids, 3 years of follow-up care, plus a 3-year warranty with loss and damage coverage, and a 100-day money-back guarantee.
I hear better than I ever thought possible.
Save $300 on Enhanced Select 500 hearing aids automatically at checkout. Just go to JabraEnhance.com/try. That's JabraEnhance.com/try. JabraEnhance.com/try.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. All right, so let's shift gears and move on to one of the ways that you can pay for the high cost of senior care. So when I'm working with our clients of Senior Care Consulting, one of the first questions I ask is, are you or is your spouse or was your spouse a veteran? And I just think it's that important, because there is a phenomenal, just a wonderful benefit to veterans and the surviving spouses of veterans, and we call it the VA Aid and Attendance Benefit. It is designed very specifically as a thank you for your service. It's designed very specifically to help pay for senior care. So let me break this down, and I'll probably be having one of the veteran service officers from the national headquarters of the VFW. I'll probably have him on the program this coming November around Veterans Day, and we'll have him on the show, and we'll break this down. Again, I'll have him talk about it. But let's review all of the major parts of this right now. So, it's financial assistance to help a veteran or the surviving spouse pay for the high cost of senior care. And there's a service requirement, there's a financial requirement, and then you're going to have to be receiving help with some of your activities of daily living. So, the service requirement, and if you're driving and this is catching your attention, you have a question, just give me a call anytime, and I can send you this info or just review it for you, answer any of your questions. But
you're listening to KCNR, Shasta Redding. We will resume normal programming shortly.
During a period of war, and I'll go through those date ranges here in just a minute, not dishonorably discharged, There are a host of other types of discharges. Most individuals are honorably discharged, but just not dishonorably discharged. Income is less than your cost of care. So let's say your income is $3,000 a month, and you're paying more than that for the cost of care, which is super easy to do. That's going to qualify you for the maximum benefit. The 2024 number, you can have liquid assets, not including your house and your car and the stuff in your house. So liquid assets, think checking, savings, money market, mutual fund, CDs, that sort of thing, of $155,356 or less. And if you have more than that, just keep track of it. And when that number is down to that trigger, $155,356, then you would meet that criteria. And then there's also a three-year look back. So what they don't want is someone giving away $1 million to a family member or doing something with it, and then the next day saying, oh, I'm under $155,000, so give me my benefit. So there's a three-year look back that's kind of similar to a Medicaid look back, okay? Okay, you must receive or require assistance with at least two activities of daily living. And the list is bathing. So you need some assistance with bathing or showering. Dressing is another one. Mobility or transferring from point A to point B, if you need some help with that, that's another one. Eating and toileting. And so let's say you have a home care company coming into your house, you know, for 4 to 8 hours a day or whatever the situation is. Or maybe you move to assisted living. Maybe you move to memory care. Maybe you move to long-term care. Especially if you're in assisted living, memory care, or long-term care, when you move there, you're going to be receiving help with at least a couple of these things. So you must be receiving and require assistance for at least two of those activities of daily living. Okay, so remember the 90 consecutive days and at least one day during a period of war? Here they are, World War II. And these are the date ranges to qualify for this program. December 7th, 1941, of course, all the way out to December 31st, 1946. The Korean War, June 27th, 1950, all the way out to January 31st, 1955. Now, the Vietnam War, August 5th, 1964, all the way out to May 7th, 1975. Now, I have so many people say, yeah, but Steve, I mean, I didn't fight any battles. I wasn't in the theater of war. I was a logistics specialist in San Diego or Okinawa or someplace. Okay. It does not matter. You did not have to have boots on the ground. It's just serving in the military in any capacity. Those are your date ranges. With one exception, if you served in Vietnam and you did have boots on the ground, your date range goes back to February 28th, 1961. Okay, so you've got about that 3.5 years in there. For all others without boots on the ground, August 5th, 1964 is when your date range starts for the Vietnam War. Okay, so hopefully that makes sense. Here is the big payoff. These are the 2024 reimbursement rates for a single veteran. If you're paying out more for your cost of care than your income, and I've not met anyone that didn't meet that or didn't do that, okay, your maximum monthly amount is $2,300 a month. That is a lot going toward the cost of care. A married veteran, a maximum of $2,727 per month. The surviving spouse of a veteran who served, met all the criteria and has passed, so your surviving spouse, a maximum of $1,478 per month, and two married vets, maximum of $3,649 a month. Okay, so here's an example. Hopefully this translates over the radio. Sometimes it doesn't. Let's say you have a veteran with $150,000 of liquid assets, and let's say he has an income of $3,000 per month. He's living in an assisted living facility costing $7,000 per month, so he's short by $4,000 a month, right? without the aid and attendance benefit, those assets will be gone in about 3 years. That's the burn rate. With the VA aid and attendance benefit, his income is higher, his burn rate is lower, his assets will last 7.3 years.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
Join Token's radio show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as host Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Token's radio show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron Till. Vice President Kamala Harris on a bus tour ahead of the Democratic National Convention.
Harris, her running mate, Governor Tim Walz, and their spouses are taking a campaign swing through battleground Pennsylvania on the eve of the DNC. The bus tour is making stops in Pittsburgh and other towns in western PA before the Democratic ticket arrives here in Chicago for their party convention. Both campaigns are focused on must-win Pennsylvania. Yesterday, Donald Trump held a rally in Wilkes-Barre, hoping to attract support from conservative white working-class voters near Joe Biden's hometown. Greg Clugston, Chicago.
Thousands of activists are expected to converge on Chicago for the convention, helping to call attention to several issues, including the war in the Middle East. Activists say they have learned lessons from last month's Republican National Convention in Milwaukee and are predicting bigger crowds and more robust demonstrations in Chicago. This is SRN News.
Kamala Harris, Chicago. Most radical left person ever to run for office. This is not what this country needs. We've had enough of them. We're going to win back the White House, and we're going to take back our country.
Also at townhall.com, Secretary of State Antony Blinken will use his ninth diplomatic mission to the Middle East since the start of the Israel-Hamas war to press for the quick conclusion of an elusive ceasefire agreement. He arrived in Israel today ahead of what mediators have billed as a last push to reach a deal that will take place in Cairo later in the week. He will meet up with top Israel officials tomorrow before traveling to Egypt on Tuesday. The latest Israel strikes across Gaza have taken the lives of 29 people. You'll find news and analysis and more on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
Well, summer is upon us, and the weather is beautiful. Everyone has a favorite outdoor activity.
Golf, bike riding,
bird watching, long walks. Ask 100 people, and you'll get 100 answers. But if everyday aches and pains are keeping you on the sidelines, I have one answer. Relief Factor. Relief Factor is a 100% drug-free daily supplement that helps your body fight pain naturally. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor uses a unique formula of natural ingredients. It doesn't just mask pain. It helps reduce or even eliminate it. Wherever you're hurting, back, neck, joints, or muscles, in 3 weeks or less, you'll start to feel the difference all day, every day. So whatever you like to do, swimming, pickleball, hanging out in the garden, Relief Factor can help you feel good again and let you enjoy all your favorite outdoor activities all summer long. ReliefFactor.com, 1-800-4-RELIEF, 1-800-473-5433. Fight pain naturally with Relief Factor.
A former lawmaker may soon be pleading guilty.
Former New York Congressman George Santos expected to make the guilty plea to multiple counts in his federal fraud case at a court hearing Monday on Long Island.
The hearing was slated for Monday afternoon after prosecutors and Santo's lawyers jointly requested one Friday. The news comes just weeks before jury selection was set to begin on September 9th. Jason Walker reporting.
Vice President Kamala Harris' campaign says it's reserving $370 million in advertising to run between Labor Day and Election Day. The fall advertising push will include $170 million in television reservations running for 9 weeks starting September 3rd in battleground states. It also includes more than $200 million in digital reservations on platforms such as Hulu, Roku, and YouTube. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Correspondent Rika Ann Garcia gives chilling details on a fire that actually broke out on a Ferris wheel at a music festival in eastern Germany.
Footage shows festival goers looking worried at the Ferris wheel from a distance while someone continues performing on stage. The fire started on one gondola and then spread to a second one. The operator of the Ferris wheel said that no passengers were sitting in the gondola in which the fire started. According to a German news agency, four people suffered burn injuries and one suffered injuries from a fall. The others, including first responders and at least four police officers, were examined in the hospital for possible smoke inhalation. The accident took place at the Highfield Festival near Leipzig. The police are still investigating what caused the fire. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
You'll find more on these stories, news, and analysis when you log on to townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
Gold Leaf Summer Sale is going on now, and you don't want to miss it. If you need shade trees, they have them at 20% off, along with crepe myrtles and blooming fruit trees. Shrubs and trees are the foundation of any landscape design. They offer color, fragrance, shade, and privacy. Shrubs and trees will thrive when they're planted in the right place. Goldleaf Nursery is here to help you choose the right shrubs and trees that work best with your landscape project. Take advantage of their summer sale going on now. You'll find shade trees and shrubs in 1 gallon or larger, all 20% off. That's a huge savings for any project. Goldleaf Summer Sale is going on now, and you don't want to miss it. Come on out and stroll through the beautiful grounds of Goldleaf Nursery and take advantage of their summer sale. It is going on right now. You'll find your local Goldleaf Nursery at 6186 Churn Creek Road, just a quarter mile past the airport, and across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course, as well as online at goldleafnursery.com.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
And alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. It's a weekly program where we answer your questions. You can call us 877-726-8255. Plus, I've been scanning all the important health stories and scientific articles for the week, and we'll digest many of them for you in hopefully an understandable and an entertaining form. That's what intelligent medicine is all about. The best of high-tech medicine, the best of natural therapies, putting those all together for you each weekend is my job. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, 877-726-8255, to come directly into the doctor's office. That number available to you 24-7, 365, and we have some recorded calls we're going to take as well. And a program note, I want to welcome a new radio affiliate to our Intelligent Medicine roster. It's KFAR-AM and FM 97.5 in the Fairbanks, Alaska market. Woohoo! Yeah, okay, we're up in Alaska, and it will air on Sundays from 4 a.m. to 6 a.m., well, that's pretty early in the morning for many of you, but I'm watching the series True Detective, and this season's plot revolves around something that's happening up in Alaska above the Arctic Circle, where in December and January, it's just dark all the time. The sun disappears around mid-December, never to rise again until later in the year. And so I guess it didn't matter if it's early in the morning. Any time of day is okay up there in those dark and cold regions. So welcome, folks listening via KFAR AM in Fairbanks. 877-726-8255, our number. And one of the most interesting stories this week has to do with the impact of a low-carbohydrate diet. Now, there's no question that low-carbohydrate diets are helpful for weight loss. They can help diabetics. Many people lose weight. Their blood sugar improves. Their blood pressure improves. And hence, that lowers their cardiovascular risk. But a disturbing tendency of low-carbohydrate diets, particularly diets that are high in animal protein, and many low-carb diets are animal protein-based, lots of meat, lots of dairy products, high fat, but very low carb. Yeah, you lose weight. Yeah, your blood sugar improves. But your LDL sometimes soars. And that's a knock on the low-carb diet, especially when it includes animal protein. And so what's interesting is that it's hard to predict when LDL will go up. It sometimes goes up on a low-carb diet, and it sometimes actually goes down. So the big debate is a low-carb diet helpful for certain things, but then it may ultimately raise your cardiovascular risk because we fixate on LDL, low-density lipoprotein, as the culprit in cardiovascular disease. It's a target for statin drugs. When you have an LDL above a certain level, your doctor's going to pester you to go on a statin drug to lower it because that is said to be the end-all and be-all of cardiovascular risk. Well, there's a very interesting study here. It's a study of studies. They call that a meta-analysis. 41 trials with 1,379 participants. And they looked at the impact of a low-carb diet on LDL. And they came up with a very, very interesting result. What they found is that if you are of normal to low weight, and normal these days is overweight, I'm saying a BMI of 25. I personally have a BMI of 25. I'm 165 pounds. I'm 5'10", so I have a BMI that's calculated to be 25. And that's pretty close to optimal. A higher BMI is sometimes associated with cardiovascular risk. Obesity, the cutoff is 35. That is certainly associated with cardiovascular risk. Intermediate levels, 26 to 34. Moderate increase in cardiovascular risk and higher risk of metabolic syndrome. Okay, so what they found is that if you have an LDL that's 25 or less and you go on a low-carb diet, it is more likely that your LDL will go up. And I personally am a case in point because I was once on a very low-fat, high-carbohydrate, high-fiber vegan diet, virtually no animal fat, very low fat, lots and lots of grains and starchy vegetables, and for protein, things like tofu, which is relatively low fat. And in switching to an animal protein-based diet, a low-carb diet, my LDL went up. Initially, my total cholesterol was about 135 on a macrobiotic vegan diet. And then I flipped the switch to a low-carb diet, including plentiful amounts of animal protein, and my cholesterol soared to over 200. But the good news is that when I assessed my cardiovascular risk via a coronary artery calcium scan at the age of 65, there was zero plaque. So evidently that had little consequence in terms of my cardiovascular risk. But what they found was kind of interesting is that for people with an intermediate BMI, 25 to 35, the LDL cholesterol did not change on a low-carb diet, even including plentiful animal protein, saturated fat, and cholesterol. But here's the interesting part. For folks with a BMI greater than 35, the obese, people who at high risk of cardiovascular disease, LDL cholesterol actually decreased on average by 7 points. Thus, for the very people who are at high risk of cardiovascular disease, the overweight, the effect of a low-carb diet is different. It lowers your LDL. What I'd like to see is some research on slicing and dicing LDL. We know now that LDL is not one single monolithic thing. There is bad LDL and not so bad LDL, and maybe even protective LDL. Small, dense LDL particles put you at high risk for cardiovascular disease. Large, fluffy LDL particles are less harmful. In fact, may even be benign. And what I've found when I've done this analysis on patients who change their diets is, yes, the LDL sometimes goes up, but the LDL quality improves. The small, dense particles convert to large, fluffy, more benign particles, and that ultimately lowers cardiovascular risk. So putting all our chips on LDL as the end-all and be-all of cardiovascular risk assessment, maybe a misguided way of looking at things. We need to look at blood sugar, blood pressure, weight, inflammation is a big factor, homocysteine, Lp(a), and on it goes in terms of cardiovascular risk assessment. Interesting study. 877-726-8255 if you want to comment or if you have a question, call in. We're here. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
You're listening to an encore broadcast, the best of intelligent medicine, with me, Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
We all have our golden hour, our time to de-stress and reflect. To reach new levels of calm and contentment, check out PlusCBD's Reserve Collection. It's crafted using the highest quality full-spectrum hemp oil for bigger, broader effects to help you experience deeper relaxation and a brighter mood. As you know, I'm a big proponent of CBD to tonify the endocannabinoid system, which regulates many of our most critical bodily functions, such as learning and memory, emotional processing, sleep, temperature and pain control, and inflammatory and immune responses. CBD is a real breakthrough in herbal products. The CBD brand that I take is Plus CBD from CB Sciences. Their Reserve Collection is a specially curated blend of cannabinoids, rich and bold for when intense support is needed. Enjoy a deeper CBD experience with PlusCBD's Reserve Collection of oils and gummies. To learn more or to order, visit PlusCBDOil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman30 for 30% off. That's PlusCBDOil.com/Hoffman for PlusCBD's Reserve Collection.
Kyolic aged garlic extract is considered by many to be the goat of garlic, the greatest garlic supplement of all time. For over 50 years, Kyolic aged garlic extract has been the trusted choice for millions for safe, effective cardiovascular and immune support. Aged garlic extract's effectiveness is well documented in over 900 published scientific papers and studies. Kyolic aged garlic extract is created by aging organically grown garlic for up to 20 months. This unique aging process makes aged garlic extract gentle on the stomach, eliminates the offensive garlic odor and taste, and results in safe, beneficial compounds found only in Kyolic aged garlic extract products. Whether you're seeking ways to maintain healthy cholesterol or blood pressure levels, or strengthen your immunity, there is a Kyolic formula right for you. Visit Kyolic.com and learn about Kyolic's many health benefits. That's Kyolic.com. Look for Kyolic at natural health stores nationwide and online.
Experience luxurious bliss with Pinnacle Cultivators, Redding's premier licensed legacy cultivator exclusively at the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake. Pinnacle's carefully crafted, expertly curated flower guarantees an exceptional experience with rare genetics and distinctive flavors, freshly packaged daily for a genuine farm-to-table experience. Visit 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-276-9771 for delivery and hours of operation. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragons.
Have you been trying to make sense of local government, but 10 minutes in you already feel your blood pressure rise? Well, put down the headache medicine and get ready for a new perspective. Introducing Shasta Unmasked, taking on local issues and politics that affect you every day. Your government, public health, schools, and quality of life, unmasked and uncomplicated. With a great panel of hosts, local guests, and your calls, we can unmask the lies and shine a real light into our county. Tuesdays at 6 p.m. Pacific, right here on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM. Shasta Unmasked, making everything local on the level.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com, has teamed up with the Flag Center and are giving you a chance to win an American flag. And there are two ways to qualify to win a beautiful, high-quality American flag by Annan. We will be giving them away every Friday morning at 8:15. Now, the first way to qualify is listen weekdays between 7 a.m. and 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott during Free Fire Radio. And they're going to let you know when to call in to qualify at 530-605-4566. And the second way to qualify, check out our Facebook page. Look for the American flag and type your name in the comments. Then, every Friday morning at 8:15, we will draw a winner of a beautiful American flag from the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive and your friends here at KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com.
Of the two and how well they interact shows that I may have something ahead of me in areas where I thought it wasn't possible.
Ned, would you give me a hand with Lucy, please? Where do you think Lucy's personality would fit in a business like yours?
Yeah, I think two kind of main areas would be sales, number one, for sure, obviously, and also think customer success.
To hear more and to help us introduce your high school GED, work-ready, and college students to our CEOs, visit our website at realworldleaders.org. That's realworldleaders.org.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475 horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary direct connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back, Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you on a weekend, 877-726-8255. Our number, that number available to you weekends, weekdays, anytime you like. You can call, you can record a question. We've got a live caller, Kathy from Connecticut. How are you doing, Kathy?
Hi, Dr. Hoffman. I want you to comment on cannabis and the relationship to your brain for like a 65-year-old person that takes it who's losing their memory.
Mm-hmm. Okay, go ahead.
Is there connection?
There can be. I mean, there is a reason that they call marijuana dope, okay, because it can have adverse effects on the brain. That being said, there's some evidence that CBD, which is a component of marijuana, the sort of the non-stoner component of marijuana, may have anti-inflammatory effects in the brain and actually cognitive preservation properties. So it depends. But, you know, I'm most worried about the use of cannabis in young kids, in pre-adolescents, teenagers. When you use it later in life, unless you use it habitually, like, you know, you wake up and smoke a joint, and you need pot throughout the day, that is not a good thing. What do you think? Is this related to yourself or to a person you're concerned about?
A friend who has to take it to get to sleep, takes it all the time, and it's some kind of thing that a friend makes up for her.
Mm-hmm. Have you noticed any changes in their cognitive abilities?
Yes, she admits she can't forgets all the time, and her husband told me that she got lost coming home one day and was one street away.
Okay. So, I mean, there's a trade-off there. It may help sedate her, relax her,
exactly.
Enable sleep, but it may actually have a damaging effect on cognition. Of course, you know, correlation is not necessarily cognition. She may, an alternative explanation is that she may have sleep problems due to incipient Alzheimer's. Actually, people who develop Alzheimer's often have sleep problems as a precursor to that. And so the problem may be that with or without the pot, she's developing cognitive decline, which disturbed her sleep. She's using the pot. It's helping her sleep. But the cognitive decline isn't being arrested by the pot. In fact, it may be even accelerated. So, yeah, I mean, look, I have a concern about legalization. Okay, great. It's really a good idea that, you know, somebody who has a nickel bag of pot doesn't go to jail. That didn't happen very often anyway. But the popularization of pot, not a good thing. I spent some unproductive years in college smoking pot, and I kind of regret it. Not that it has long-lasting deleterious effects on my brain, but it was kind of a waste of time because it was difficult to focus and concentrate, and I could have gotten more out of the college experience without that. So, not a great thing.
What kind of medical professional could help her?
Well, if she's, you got to be desirous of help to get help, and she may be quite content with the status quo. But if she wants help, she really needs to see an addiction specialist. You know, that's a genre of medicine where people work on helping people, get off whatever they're hooked on. 877-726-8255 our number, and this item I find interesting. It's a new fix, a simple fix for elevated blood sugar. It's a lifestyle fix. Hemoglobin A1C is a marker of overall blood sugar. And an elevated hemoglobin A1C predicts the risk of diabetes. So in this study, they looked at diabetic rats and I'm personally a swimmer. I spent a lot of time in a pool. Swimming is a good exercise, but my pool is relatively warm. They trained these rats in swimming in both hot and cold water pools. We know that cold immersion is something that helps burn brown fat, which helps people reduce weight and may improve metabolism. In this study, they found that by having the rats swim in hot pools or warm, you know, body temperature pools, no big change on their hemoglobin A1C, but when trained in cold pools, their blood sugar improved. And the intervention also included a combination with cinnamon supplementation. So the trick that worked was giving the rats cinnamon along with having them swim in cold pools, their blood sugar improved significantly. So this actually harkens back to a personal story that I've shared on this program, but I'll share it again. I have a friend who is frankly very, very overweight. And it's clearly a genetic thing because she doesn't overeat. She's very active. She has many family members who are overweight. It's in the genes. She probably weighs over 300 pounds. And she was complaining of feeling lethargic and tired, you know, schlepping around all that weight. So she installed a cold immersion pool in her yard. And religiously, she spends 3 minutes immersed in the pool at temperatures as low as 49 degrees. Now, air temperature 49, that's not that cold, but water temperature 49 is pretty darn cold. It's going to sting. It's going to give you an ice cream headache if you immerse your face in the water. But by doing that, and she didn't change anything else, she lost 35 pounds, and she feels energized. There really is something to cold immersion in terms of improving metabolism. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Are you tired? Are you frequently in a state of fatigue? It might surprise you to learn that your cellular health begins to decline as early as 25 years of age. As you age, your cell membranes start to become like Swiss cheese. This cellular damage is the primary cause of biological aging. It could be the root of your fatigue. But there's a breakthrough supplement that's scientifically proven to repair and renew your body's cells. Anti-factor lipids. Anti-factor lipids are identical to the phospholipids found in your cellular membranes. Anti-factor is the only solution proven and published in medical journals to repair those dead spots in the membranes. If you're older, it could give you back the vitality, focus, and cognitive function of people half your age. And if you're young, this is the tool to optimize your energy production. I've been using NT-Factor for years and prescribe it for my patients. Learn more about the NT-Factor line of nutritional formulas at your favorite health food store or online retailer, or to order direct, go to NTFactor.com. That's NTFactor.com.
You remodel your kitchen. You remodel your bathroom. Now remodel your gut. That's right, your gut. Any successful remodel job requires workers to show up with the necessary tools and ready to work. Well, it's just like that with probiotics. They need to come with prebiotics to encourage growth, as well as postbiotics to nourish the gut. And Dr. O'Hara's probiotics do just that. Dr. O'Hara's contains a rich nutritional prebiotic, along with a full spectrum of 12 selected probiotic strains and naturally derived postbiotics. During a 3-year fermentation process, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics create healthy, organic nutrients and the diversity of flora that are necessary for long-term digestive health. So remodel your gut today with the right workers.
Get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics at natural grocers, Sprouts, Whole Foods, Vitamin Shoppe, and other natural health retailers nationwide. Also available online.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world: family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Join Token's radio show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as host Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Token's radio show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
This is a special encore performance of Intelligent Medicine. We're not live this week, but check in with us again next weekend.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255, our number. That number is available to you 24-7, 365. So let's take one of those recorded questions.
How can you tell if you are in danger of getting diabetes 2?
Okay, that's a great question. And there are a variety of ways you can determine that. By the way, there's a transition from normal metabolism or optimal metabolism through kind of a transition where you may have prediabetes. It's insulin resistance, metabolic syndrome. And when you suppress a certain level, and usually that's determined by your hemoglobin A1C. Hemoglobin A1C 6.4 or 6.5 is considered diabetes. Anything above that, diabetes type 2, is when you're generally overweight, and that is associated with type 2. The type 1 diabetes earlier in life, you don't produce enough insulin. Generally, you lose weight. Thin diabetics are generally type 1, and they may require insulin. Type 2 diabetics, very amenable to lifestyle change. And so the simplest test is a home test. Get a tape measure, you know, one of those clock tape measures, the old-fashioned kind, and take it around your waist and take it around your hips, and then divide your waist circumference by your hip circumference. If it's greater than 1 for a male, the quotient, waist divided by hips, you're likely to be pre-diabetic or metabolic syndrome. For a woman, different criteria because women have bigger hips, right, in general. It's 0.8 or above. And that's highly accurate at predicting the risk of metabolic syndrome. Now, that doesn't mean you have diabetes. The definitive test for diabetes is the hemoglobin A1C, which you can ask your doctor for. Short of that, there's some other ways that you can predict, early prediction of diabetes. You can take a glucose tolerance test, and that's often done for pregnant women. They get a glucose tolerance test. I like to do it for 5 hours. I like to measure both glucose and insulin. And even in the presence of normal glucose, you could have high insulin. That is highly predictive of prediabetes or propensity to diabetes. Even a fasting insulin greater than 10 can tell you that you're more likely to have prediabetes. The other thing that can be helpful, and we did an entire podcast on this that just dropped this week, is the use of what are called CGMs, continuous glucose monitors, because those will tell you, even when the hemoglobin A1C is relatively normal or maybe a little borderline, it'll tell you whether your blood sugar is skyrocketing with certain meals or if you have a bad night's sleep, or when you don't exercise. It's a very, very good way of studying the way that your body reacts to various lifestyle factors, and particularly diet. Diet is really the key when it comes to ups and downs of your blood sugar. So there you have it. You know, that's the way you do it. And a great question, because I really wish more and more people would. And doctors, too, and doctors really need to be doing this, would do some early prognostication on diabetes risk, because it's like one of the single biggest things that can predict your risk of dying young or having a poor health span. 877-726-8255, our number. And When it comes to studies, you know, lots of studies that say this and that. Well, you don't need a study to tell you that aging and fatigue go hand in hand. Nevertheless, my friends in nutritional therapeutics who are makers of NT Factor point to 16 studies, all peer-reviewed and published in medical journals, showing that NT Factor can reduce fatigue while at the same time age-related changes are reversed. For 30 years now, the makers of NT Factor have worked to improve our health spans by focusing on the mitochondria. Those are those tiny energy powerhouses of our cells. Their science shows that NT Factor, which I don't go a day without, and recommend to my patients, improves our energy and prevents the deterioration that accompanies aging. They promise us that our day-to-day lives will be improved, and they keep proving it in studies that include placebo-controlled trials, both in academic institutions and in medical practices like mine. You can find NT Factor at your favorite health food store or online retailer, or to order direct, go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com. Don't let tiredness and fatigue rob your senior years. Invest regularly in the anti-aging benefit of NT Factor at ntfactor.com. And by the way, Fullscript carries certain NT Factor products, but for a more comprehensive lineup of products, go directly to their website, ntfactor.com. And by the way, Fullscript, my online dispensary, is a great way to shop hundreds of curated vetted supplements. You can go to deerhoffmanstore.com to find the highest quality supplements, kind of supplements we talk about here on Intelligent Medicine, the very same supplements I prescribe to my patients and take myself. You can be assured of safety and quality when you shop Fullscript at drhoffmanstore.com. All right, this one is kind of discouraging, and it's the subject of my newsletter article this week. New disease trends highlight medicine's biggest failures is the headline. And it's prompted by my reading of a series of recent articles in the Wall Street Journal, which highlight how critical aspects of Americans' health are deteriorating at this very time that nearly every day we learn of yet another medical breakthrough, some high-tech and often pricey cure. For example, the remarkable cure for sickle cell disease. The only problem is that it costs about $2 million. You have to undergo a bone marrow transplantation, receive high-dose chemotherapy, and ultimately you may be cured of sickle cell, but you still are at risk of a higher susceptibility to cancer after your bone marrow transplantation because you've undergone high-dose chemotherapy. So, you know, breakthrough cures, okay, fantastic. I mean, I hope we cure these diseases, and we're coming up with more and more plausible treatments and cures for cancer that extend people's lives. Fewer women are dying of breast cancer because of advancements in breast cancer treatment and detection. But here's a problem. Headline from Wall Street Journal. Cancer is striking more young people and doctors are alarmed and baffled. So what they found is that diagnosis rates in the United States rose in 2019 to 108 cases per 100,000 for people under 50. That's up 12.8% from 2000. So people are getting cancer at younger and younger ages, and there's something happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear, to echo the lyric from Buffalo Springfield, old school 1960s song. So there's a concern, and worldwide, the incidence of early onset cancer experienced a 79% increase from 1990. So what's going on? And the key to that is there's something in our environment, and certainly our diet is part of our environment. Diets have gone downhill since many of these Gen Xers were born. And there's also increasing environmental pollution. Actually, air quality better in many cities, but there's so many chemicals being unleashed in the environment. I have a big concern about microparticles. A study done at my alma mater, Columbia University, shows that we have vastly underestimated the amount of plastic microparticles that are present in plastic bottles. You know, a lot of people drink from plastic bottles. You know, hydration's a good thing. But they're getting microparticles invisible to the naked eye that are so small they can traverse the walls of the digestive tract, get into the bloodstream, get into cells. What could be the potential consequence of exposures like this? So this is a big concern, and medicine is failing us in that regard. There's also a companion article in the Wall Street Journal that states that Americans are living longer but spending less time in good health. This is about what's called the health span. There's a crucial difference between lifespan and health span. We may be living longer. Actually, we're living less long. We're going backwards in terms of life expectancy in the United States, far behind many other advanced countries. But our health spans are shortening. We're spending more and more time taking powerful medications with polypharmacy, being sustained by life-saving procedures, but not in good health at the end of life. And so that is a concern that we need to address. It's one of the big deficiencies in our healthcare system. But there may be some good news on that front. There's a novel bill just passed in my state in New York. The bill sponsor is New York State Assembly member Linda Rosenthal, who's a Democrat from Manhattan. And the bill states that diet-related diseases are on the rise, yet physicians in New York State are not required to receive continued education on the topic of nutrition and its impact on such diseases. In fact, the majority of medical school curricula do not even provide students with the minimum number of hours in nutrition coursework recommended by the powers that be to support our health. And it's important that physicians are empowered to discuss the topic with their patients and offer support. So, look, this is not going to change things overnight, but it is recognition that we need to do better. We need to do better in prevention of lifestyle-related diseases. We need to address the environment. We need to address diets. We need to address physical fitness, a very, very important component of longevity and improving health span. These are the areas where conventional medicine is not really excelling, and we need to do better. 877-726-8255, our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
You're listening to an encore broadcast, The Best of Intelligent Medicine, with me, Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
As you know, it's important to me that the supplements I recommend and use are of the highest quality. That's why I stock the Protocol for Life Balance product line at my online dispensary, drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional-grade products using ingredients backed by strong scientific research, including a suite of supplements for digestive support, handle tougher digestive problems, and larger, more complex meals with GI Guard AM, enzymes HCL, oregano oil, and peppermint oil, GI. This premium collection may help to maintain the integrity of your stomach lining and promote gastric comfort, help reduce occasional bloating, indigestion, heartburn, gas, and other normal diet-related digestive disturbances, as well as maintain healthy intestinal flora balance. For more information and to order, just go to drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. That's drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Protocol for Life Balance is an A-rated GMP manufacturer of premium dietary supplements. You know how important it is to ensure that your supplements are genuine, safe, and effective. That's why I partnered with Fullscript, an online dispensing platform that only offers curated professional-grade brands that I know and trust, the very same supplements that I prescribe to my patients and take myself. Never counterfeit or expired, always stored and shipped correctly. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to start your free Fullscript account. Buying through Fullscript offers fast shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA-compliant and offers world-class support. Fullscript also gives you access to my custom-targeted supplement protocols that combine the products that I recommend to address specific needs, heart health, immune support, and much more. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to sign up for your free Fullscript account. You'll get access to the supplements and features you need to help you achieve your wellness goals. That's DearHoffmanStore.com, DearHoffmanStore.com.
We want to invite you to the second annual Justice Crab Feed.
This event will be held at the Reading Civic Auditorium on Saturday, September 28th, and the money raised at the event will go towards combating human trafficking.
Last year, this event sold out. It was great to see Reading come out in full force for this cause.
The meals includes crab and tri-tip. There will also be a pool bar available.
If you would like information or to buy tickets, email us at justicecrabfeed@gmail.com.
See you there.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
The Ramsey Show.
Focusing is the number one key to becoming debt-free. It is not a math problem as much as it is an emotional decision and this incredible focus.
Hey guys, Dave Ramsey here. Join me and the Ramsey personalities as we give you the tools and motivation you need to win in the areas of money, career, and more. Right here on The Ramsey Show. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Since that first day in the hospital, they got me out of the house. They got me connected with other veterans, and they helped me face my PTSD. They support me and my family at every turn. And now I'm helping other warriors realize that they're not alone.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
You have more wealth than your neighbor, and they don't have a clue. The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet.
Don't get into this vicious cycle of trying to compete with people on social media or people you live near with material items. If you're putting money away, you can take advantage of those opportunities throughout your life. Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you, and we're talking about all the components of a healthy lifestyle, and exercise is certainly one of them. But as we age, a lot of people just give up the ghost on exercise. They go, you know, I'm 70 or I'm 80, and, you know, I'm just too old. I'm too old to exercise, and I'm too far gone to recover any measure of fitness. Well, I would label this story hashtag what's your excuse, because it's a profile of a 92-year-old four-time world champion indoor rower. It is a study of one. They did a deep dive on the physiologic characteristics of this 92-year-old champion indoor rower. And what they found was quite interesting, because, spoiler alert, this guy actually started exercising at the age of 73. He retired, he got kind of bored. And maybe his genes are good, because his father was also a champion rower, but he didn't do that much exercise. So at 73, he decided, I'm going to take up some indoor rowing, something that you can do in any kind of weather. You don't have to go out in a frozen river in January to compete in indoor rowing. And they studied this guy 6 ways to Sunday. They studied his heart rate. They studied his oxygen consumption. They studied his lung capacity. They studied his lean body mass. And what they concluded is that he was pretty comparable to a fit 30 or 40-year-old. Now, look, there's no question that as you age, your capacity to achieve these milestones is going to decrease. Also, your potential to experience injuries, which impair your exercise ability, that's going to happen too. Your joints, your ligaments, your muscles, they tend to wear out and become more susceptible to injuries which preclude exercise or reduce your ability. But anyway, this guy is quite remarkable, and what their conclusion is that there is a potential, what is called a pliability or plasticity of these cardiorespiratory systems to maintain high functionality at an advanced age. So I take this as a signal of hope for myself as I continue to undertake exercise exploits into my 70s and hope to be able to continue them for a long time. It's doable. You can do it. 877-726-8255, our number. All right, another big study which looks at another factor which relates to healthy aging. And it's about diet. And what component in diet has the closest relationship to healthy aging, according to the Nurses' Health Study? Huge study of tens of thousands of nurses, 48,762 participants who were under the age of 60 in 1984. And the really interesting part of this study is that it just keeps on going. It's been going since the 80s, and they retrospectively looked at intake of total protein, animal protein, dairy protein, and plant protein in these individuals. Healthy aging was defined as being free from 11 major chronic diseases, having good mental health, and not having impairments in either cognitive or physical function. And their conclusion was that it was about the protein. Protein intake was significantly associated with higher odds of healthy aging. In particular, they found plant protein was helpful, but I think there's a little bit of reverse causation here, because people who are careful enough to be on vegetarian or plant-based diets, consume a lot of plant protein, they're generally more careful in other respects in life. And so that may skew the results. That was no knock on animal protein, because animal protein also improved the likelihood of healthy aging. So too did dairy protein. Total protein was significantly associated with healthy aging in this cohort of nurses who have been followed for, it looks like, 40 years at this point. 877-726-8255, our number. Interesting story here, because when it comes to detecting skin cancer, you got to go to the doctor. The doctor takes a look at you. Sometimes, you know, it's a judgment call. Like, does this need to be biopsied? At a recent visit, I had a bunch of biopsies. They were all negative, unnecessarily so. I got a big bill from the pathology lab. The FDA has cleared an AI-powered non-invasive skin cancer detector. And it looks like it kind of plugs into an iPhone. It's like this little thing that you plug into an iPhone and you apply it to some kind of little glitch you have on your skin. It's the Derma Sensor, and it looks pretty good using AI and algorithm. they say the DermaSensor is expected to improve primary care and dermatology evaluation.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes, the number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your...
The Reading Fashion Alliance is dedicated to making sewing, fashion, and business education accessible for everyone. We are a nonprofit located at 1616 Market Street. Get ready for November 9th as we present Artisan Avenue, the craft of fashion. Experience a runway of a blend of couture fashion to wearable art. Tickets will be available starting October 1st on our website at readingfashionalliance.org. Our call for fashion designers for Artisan Avenue is open until August 31st. Visit our website for more information on how to enter into the fashion show.
John Cruz here with America Outdoors Radio. Be sure to tune in this weekend and catch the latest in fishing, hunting, conservation, and destinations. If you love spending time in the field or on the water or in the woods, you're going to love this show. It's America Outdoors Radio, the fastest growing outdoors radio show in the nation. Tune in Saturdays from noon to 1 p.m. on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor. Political bickering is growing. GOP Vice President nominee J.D. Vance tells Fox News Sunday Kamala Harris has a poor record when it comes to the economy.
The entire argument of the Kamala Harris campaign boils down to forget how good things were when Donald Trump was president. Forget that we had rising take-home pay. Forget that we had low inflation. Forget that we had peace all over the world. And somehow, if you give Kamala Harris more power than she already has, she's somehow going to do something different than she's done for the past 3.5 years.
Harris continues to speak in generalities.
Our country is going to be as strong as our willingness to fight for it and to fight for what we stand for.
Purdue Foods is recalling 167,000 pounds of frozen chicken nuggets and tenders after customers reported finding metal wire embedded in the products. The recall uncovers Purdue breaded chicken tenders, ButcherBox organic chicken breast nuggets, and Purdue Simply Smart Organics breaded chicken breast nuggets. Also at townhall.com, a cholera outbreak in the Sudan. Correspondent Rika Ann Garcia has the story.
Health officials say Sudan has been stricken by a cholera outbreak that has killed nearly 24 people and affected hundreds more in recent weeks. The African nation has been shaken by a 16-month conflict and devastating floods. The nation's health minister said in a statement that at least 22 people have died from the disease and that more than 300 confirmed cases of cholera have been detected across the country in recent weeks. The cholera outbreak is the latest calamity for Sudan, which was plunged into chaos when simmering tensions between the military and a powerful paramilitary group exploded into warfare across the country. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
You'll find more on these stories, analysis, and more at townhall.com.
This summer is upon us, and the weather is beautiful. Everyone has a favorite outdoor activity. Golf, bike riding. bird watching, long walks. Ask 100 people and you'll get 100 answers. But if everyday aches and pains are keeping you on the sidelines, I have one answer, Relief Factor. Relief Factor is a 100% drug-free daily supplement that helps your body fight pain naturally. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor uses a unique formula of natural ingredients. It doesn't just mask pain. It helps reduce or even eliminate it wherever you're hurting. Back, neck, joints or muscles. In 3 weeks or less, you'll start to feel the difference all day, every day. So whatever you like to do, swimming, pickleball, hanging out in the garden, Relief Factor can help you feel good again and let you enjoy all your favorite outdoor activities all summer long. ReliefFactor.com, 1-800-4-RELIEF, 1-800-473-5433. Fight pain naturally with Relief Factor.
Insider Josh Krashauer tells the Salem Radio Network the unnamed resources in a New York Times article about the ceasefire talks in Doha aren't completely credible.
In that story in the New York Times, there were anonymous senior U.S. officials who claimed that Israel had done all it could do to degrade Hamas. But in the same story, the same story noted that the operation had done far more damage than against Hamas than anyone predicted, publicly or privately. And those same U.S. officials, anonymous ones, predicted when the war began in October.
Krashauer says the Biden administration will avoid conflict with Iran.
The U.S. is much more concerned in not ratcheting things up, preventing Iran from trying to use diplomacy to prevent Iran from launching any kind of military strikes and toning things down.
Krashauer was interviewed this week by the Salem Radio Network. You'll find breaking news and analysis and more stories at townhall.com. A Georgia sheriff's deputy has been shot and killed while responding to a reported domestic dispute in what police say was an ambush on officers by a suspect who later took his own life. The investigation continues. A shooting in Oakland has left two people dead and two wounded. Police say several people were engaged in a verbal altercation, and that is when one person began shooting. The gunman fled the scene. The Supreme Court is rejecting the Biden-Harris administration's request to expand Title IX.
The White House has been pushing to expand Title IX to allow boys to use girl locker rooms and restrooms and also play on girl sports teams. Supreme Court barred any changes to Title IX from going into effect, while lower courts across the country are debating the issue.
Correspondent Tasia Stevens. Extreme heat at a Colorado air show has caused some 100 people to seek emergency treatment and sent 10 people to area hospitals. You'll find more on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
Dinosaurs have taken over Turtle Bay Museum with Expedition Dinosaur, Rise of the Mammals. Open now through September 2nd, featuring large-scale animatronics and life-size models of dinosaurs, hands-on activities, and more. Journey back in time and explore the end of dinosaur reign in this highly interactive and educational exhibition from Stage 9 exhibits. Expedition Dinosaur, Rise of the Mammals, on display now at Turtle Bay Museum. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Wildfire season is upon us. Being prepared saves lives. Develop and practice an evacuation plan with your household. Stay informed about local fire conditions and follow evacuation orders if issued. Know your evacuation zone. Go to ShastCom911.com. Click on Be Prepared, Know Your Zone. Type in your address and write it down in case of emergency. You can also sign up for Alert Shasta at ShastCom911.com.
When Radio Was, brought to you by RadioSpirits.com.
I'm your host, Greg Bell, and up first we ride into the Wild West. And then later it's our weekly visit with Johnny Dollar, as we present the exciting finale of the five-part storyline, The Perlin Matter. But Ford famously spent 20 years on television and then in decades of reruns up to present day, Gunsmoke was first on the radio. It had launched in the spring of 1952 and quickly became known as the best written and produced series on the air. Even though the television version with a whole new primary cast debuted in 1955, the radio show stayed on the air as well. Today it's hard for many to see anyone other than the towering James Arness as Marshall Dillon. But back then, it actually came as quite a shock to radio fans when a different voice came out of the character. William Conrad might not have looked right for the role, but he certainly sounded right. Of course, he was not the only one replaced. Harley Bear, so great on radio, was passed over in favor of the younger, more photogenic Dennis Weaver as Chester. Howard McNair gave way to Milburn Stone as Doc. And although I would argue Georgia Ellis was just as talented and attractive as her replacement, she was still replaced by Amanda Blake as television's Kitty Russell. Well, it's Miss Kitty as played by Ellis that figures prominently in this radio broadcast, which originally aired on June 14th of 1959.
Around Dodge City and in the territory on West, there's just one way to handle the killers and the spoilers, and that's with a U.S. Marshal and the smell of gun smoke. William Conrad, the story of the violence that moved west with young America, and the story of a man who moved with it.
I'm that man, Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet. It's a chancy job, and it makes a man watchful and a little lonely. Chester.
You don't suppose that stream has gone and dried itself right out of the prairie, do you?
It just seems like it. We'll be coming across at any time now.
No, I sure do hope so. I'm dried inside out.
I got some water left in my canteen.
Oh, no, sir. It ain't drinking water I need, Mr. Dillon. It's my feet that's burning up.
You'll live.
Well, sure, I'll live. There ain't no question about that. But I sure would like to get these boots off and get to soaking. Guess we're coming to it, all right. I remember them trees.
Yeah.
Hey, look there, Mr. Dillon. There's other folks there.
Yeah. Yeah, there sure are.
What in the world? Why, they're fixing...
They were going to lynch that man.
Well, you sure did scare him off, firing over the heads that way. Look at him right off.
Yeah, but one of them isn't. Come on, let's get on there. His arms loose, Chester.
I will. There we go.
Now we'll get that gag out of your mouth.
There we are. Cowards. Lousy running cowards.
You all right?
In a couple of minutes, they'd have finished me for sure. You don't look hurt none to me.
I ain't hurt. Just ought to thank you some for that.
Some?
You know who it was?
I sure I know. Ain't never gonna forget neither.
What were the names?
Why, they... Hey... You're a lawman.
Yeah, U.S. Marshal out of Dodge.
Well, ain't that something? Getting my neck saved by a lawman.
Any objections?
I guess it ain't something I can be too particular about.
Who are you? And who were those men?
Yeah, I'll tell you, Marshal. This is something I'm particular about.
What do you mean?
It ain't my habit to tell nothing to a lawman. Don't approve of it, you might say. Mr. Dillon?
Yeah?
Look at here. Hanging out of his saddlebag.
Huh? Let's see.
It's just an empty sack, Marshal.
A money sack.
Says Wichita Bank on there.
Where?
What do you know about that?
I know more than I did a minute ago. Three men robbed that bank, mister.
You got three guesses then, ain't you, Marshal?
I don't need more than one about you. Come on, Chester, let's take him in. You take care of the horses, Chester.
All right, sir.
All right, climb down, you. In here.
going to lock me up?
Come on.
You've made a big mistake, Marshal.
I wouldn't worry about it if I were you.
I ain't going to do no worry.
All right, get in there.
Well, I'll go in easy, Marshal. Nice and easy. I'll be coming out easy, too.
Don't count on it.
It's a fact, Marshal. My boys ain't going to leave me sitting here very long. They'll have me out of here right soon.
You the head man of your outfit?
Ain't many folks living who'd argue about that.
Your name's Brass. Pete Brass.
You heard about me?
Yeah, I've heard about you. Besides that Wichita bank, I've heard you're wanted in 3 states.
Well, now, Marshal, there are some states I just ain't had time to get around to yet.
Well, you just might not make it either. I'll have Chester bring you some supper.
Hey, wait a minute, Marshal.
What is it?
You don't want me to get away. You'd have done better to let them highbinders lynch me.
You figure you'd be better off?
Not me, Marshal. You. You're going to feel mighty foolish after my boys get me out.
I didn't notice your boys getting you out of that rope this morning.
Oh, my boys didn't have time to hear of it. You see, a lynching is a sudden thing. You borrow a horse and a couple of hotheads want to string you up. Ain't time for word to get around. My boys didn't know.
Now, there's plenty of time now.
That's what I mean, Marshal. My boys are real good at figuring. They'll study out a real nice plan. I ain't going to be here long. When my boys come, it's going to be real hard on you.
Yeah? I'll tell you something, mister. It might be kind of hard on your boys, too.
I'll say this, Jess. You sure didn't pick out much of a town to get yourself locked up in.
It ain't so bad, Mel. I see 2-3 saloons right down the street there.
Saloons ain't what we're looking for. Well, there's a marshal's office. That sure don't look like much. They probably got Brass locked up in the back of it.
Hey, there's the bank, Mel.
We ain't going anywhere near that bank.
Looks like it'd be real easy.
Listen, Jess, you got to keep your mind on what we're here for. To get Brass out of jail, that's all.
Sure, Mel, sure. How are we going to do it?
That's what we got to figure.
You know, we could bust in there tonight shooting. We could have a horse ready.
Uh-huh. We might just get shot doing it like that.
Well, if we ain't going to shoot him out, how are we going to get him?
We got to learn about this town. Got to work it out real careful.
Shooting's easier.
Now, you listen to me, Jess. We got to have a plan.
All right, Mel. All right. Where are we going to get one?
Oh. We're going to start in right here.
Well, you said we wasn't looking for saloons.
Not for drinking, Jess. For listening. Come on.
You telling me not to have a drink?
You stick to beer till we get this thing settled. And you drink it slow, you hear?
Well, look out, Milt, them doors.
And as soon as you're able to get on your horse, you'll ride right out of town. You got that straight?
I got it.
All right, then.
Here's his hat, Matt.
Oh, thanks, Kitty. Here you are.
Come on back, Matt. He's not going to cause any more trouble. You'll finish your drink.
All right, Kitty. I guess I will have that.
You see that, Milt? You see that big fella throw that man out of there like he was a sack of meal?
Yeah. He's a fella we got outsmart. Marshal. Come on, let's go in.
You're listening to Gunsmoke on When Radio Was. We'll be right back.
It's back to school time with Memory Lane Antiques Vintage and Collectible at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson. Memory Lane features timeless decor for the home or office, study or dorm, with a variety of books to choose from, including old encyclopedia sets and classic novels, along with sports memorabilia. Memory Lane also offers vintage clothing, college collectibles and gear, classic lunchboxes, porcelain dolls, tin toys, and stuffed animals. You'll also find antique and upcycled furniture, including desks and dressers, and fusion paint and supplies for the do do-it-yourselfer. Memory Lane Antiques Vintage and Collectibles features costume to classic jewelry, including necklaces, earrings, bracelets, anklets, and rings in a variety of styles and colors to choose from. They also feature a distinct Amish collection of items and gifts. Open Monday 10 to 6, closed Tuesday and Wednesday. Open Thursday through Saturday from 10 to 6, and Sunday open noon to 5. Memory Lane Antiques Vintage and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
The Ramsey Show.
Focusing is the number one key to becoming debt-free. It is not a math problem as much as it is an emotional decision and this incredible focus.
Hey guys, Dave Ramsey here. Join me and the Ramsey personalities as we give you the tools and motivation you need to win in the areas of money, career, and more. Right here on The Ramsey Show. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
The Reading Fashion Alliance is dedicated to making sewing, fashion, and business education accessible for everyone. We are a nonprofit located at 1616 Market Street. Get ready for November 9th as we present Artisan Avenue, The Craft of Fashion. Experience a runway of a blend of couture fashion to wearable art. Tickets will be available starting October 1st on our website at readingfashionalliance.org. Our call for fashion designers for Artisan Avenue is open until August 31st. Visit our website for more information on how to enter into the fashion show.
William Conrad starring in Gunsmoke on When Radio Was.
What'll it be, gents?
I'll have a shot.
Beer. Two beers.
Coming up.
Thanks. Hey, barkeep.
Yeah?
We just seen that babe Marshall throw a fella out of here.
Marshall didn't go fool around.
He in the habit of mussing up your customers like that?
If they get to acting smart with Miss Kitty is.
Kitty. That saloon gal sitting over there with her?
I'd be careful how I talked about her, mister.
The Marshal's partial to her, is it?
He don't like nobody to cause her trouble.
You're sure about that?
Yeah, mister, I'm sure. You'd better be sure about it, too.
Well, that's interesting, friend. Mighty interesting.
Well, thank you, Chester. But you really don't have to say nice things about me just because I'm going away for a while.
Well, now, it ain't that at all. Why, you'd be just pretty if you were staying. Ain't that so?
Yeah, that's right, Chester.
Now, see here, boys. I can stand a little chivalry, but this is too much. Especially from you three outlaws.
Now, Kitty, it seems to me we're acting in a fine, upright manner. We're giving you a farewell dinner. We're being as nice as we know how.
Yeah, that's just it. When you all start acting so nice, I begin to worry.
You know, it doesn't sound like she appreciates us.
No, Matt, it doesn't. It doesn't at that. Oh, well, if my company isn't wanted, maybe I'd better not ride along with her on the stage tomorrow.
Why, you old faker. Nothing could keep you from coming along with me.
You gonna be gone long, Doc? No, Chester, just a couple of days. I've had some things to tend to up there in Larned for some time. Figured I might as well make the trip with Kitty for company. But now...
You know, we better stop teasing her, Doc. She's gotten that look in her eye.
Well, I ain't been a teasing, Miss Kitty. Not a particle.
Well, I know you haven't, Chester. So here, you can finish up the pie.
Well, say now, I think.
Well, look at there.
Yeah, Kitty.
Now, those two men at that table right over there.
What?
Behind you. You know them?
No, I don't. Why?
Well, maybe it's nothing, but they've been sitting there staring at us all through dinner. It's as though they were listening to everything we said.
Maybe I better go find out what's on their minds. Excuse me a minute.
Yeah.
You men seem kind of interested in what we've been talking about over there.
The little lady told you, huh?
Yeah, that's right. She told me.
You know, she's mighty pretty. Shut up, Jess. We ain't breaking no law, Marshal.
No, but if you got any business with me, it's better to come straight out with it.
That's just what we'll do, Marshal. When the time comes, we'll come straight out with it.
About you, Doc, but I'm kind of sorry. I thought about making this trip.
Yeah, a ride like this doesn't make you want to do much traveling, did it? Oh, you're right about that.
Feels like the driver's trying to show us how fast he can go.
I don't think it makes much difference, Kitty. A jolt's a jolt on a trip like this. Going slow just makes them last longer.
Yeah, well, I guess you're right. Hey, maybe you heard us, Doc.
How's that?
Well, we're falling down.
Oh, let me see. I'll look out here. Yeah, you're right. Sit quiet, Kitty.
What's the matter?
We're not slowing down. We're stopping. It's a holdup.
A holdup?
Now, don't you worry, Kitty. You won't be hurt.
Driver, just keep your hands up high. Jess, you cover him.
Okay, man.
Come on out.
I have nothing of value.
Not you, her.
Me?
Now, see here.
Don't make me do no arguing. Come on out, Miss Kitty.
But you are the...
You come out, lady, or I'll fix this old geezer so his doctor won't never be able to help him.
Kitty, don't do it.
Oh, it's all right, Doc.
That's better. Now, Doc, it's your turn.
Don't you hurt him.
Why, I ain't gonna hurt him none. I'm just gonna send him back to Dodge. And a message for that big marshal.
I'm not going and leave her.
Better. Or there ain't no chance for her at all. Or for you neither.
Go on, Doc.
That's more like it. You head right back there and tell the marshal that I'm in the mood to do some horse trading.
I thought you
was Matt. He just went down to Jones' store for a minute.
Chester.
Fairview's pants are just about wore through.
Chester.
Get yourself some new.
Chester, I've got to see him right away.
Doc, I saw you walking into the office. What are you doing back here?
They've got Kitty.
What? Who's got Kitty?
They held up the stage.
What?
About an hour out of town. Matt, they're holding her for Pete Brass. And you've got to do something.
All right, Doc. All right, just slow down. Now tell me just how it happened.
They held up the stage and took Kitty off. They say they won't let her go until you turn Brass loose. Now, that's all there is to it.
Well, you know who they were?
No, I don't know their names. They weren't hiding anything. I could recognize their faces. They were the two men who were so interested in us at Delmonico's last night.
Oh. You know where they're holding her?
No, Matt, I don't. They just said to have Brass ride down the stage road. Until he does, they're holding Kitty. Now, you got to do something, Matt, because this...
Mr. Dillon, will I let Brass out?
No, Chester.
Yeah, but, Mr. Dillon, they've got Miss Kitty.
I know they've got her, Chester.
Well, aren't you going to help her, Matt?
And I'm going to try.
Well, then, let's...
Listen to me, both of you. Now, we don't know where they've got her, do we?
Well, no, we don't.
And it's no sure thing that they'll let her go even if Brass goes loose.
Well, I guess you're right.
Well, what do you plan to do?
Wait.
Wait? Why, Miss Dillon, we
They're
can't...
not likely to hurt her as long as she can be some good to them. If they don't hear from me, they'll have to try again. But I've got to wait.
Miss Dillon, I sure do hope you know what you're doing.
Yes. Yeah, so do I, Chester. So do I.
Improved K-Site tune-up, the tune-up in a can.
Morning, sir. Help you?
I hope so.
Engine, huh?
Hasn't got the pickup of a kitty car.
Well, it's misfiring some.
Some? Mister, half my plugs are on strike.
Improved K-Site tune-up, the tune-up in a can.
Yeah, probably your rings are sticking, maybe your valves. When was that carburetor cleaned?
Not too recently.
Improved K-Site tune-up, the tune-up in a can.
Your car's not in such bad shape, all you need's a tune-up.
A tune-up? A $50 tune-up?
Now, relax. We'll add a can of K-Site tune-up to your gasoline, another can to your oil. That'll clean your whole firing zone. Valves, rings, plugs, carburetor, everything.
Mister, you're pouring it on.
No, you pour it in. $1.25 a can at most any service station. Results guaranteed or double your money back.
Improved K-Site tune-up. The tune-up in a can.
Glad you decided to do the cooking, Miss Kitty.
Maybe you'll choke on it, and it'll be worth it.
Don't seem to me like you're acting too friendly.
Any reason why I should?
Well, sure, Miss Kitty. You and me.
You and me.
That's the way it's going to be.
It's never going to be like that.
You kind of caught me that big marshal. Hmm?
That's none of your business.
You think he's going to get you out of this?
He'll be here.
Sure, he's going to be here. Milt went down to talk to him, make sure he'd be here. I know that.
Then we both know it.
I know something else. Don't you want to hear about it?
Not much.
Well, you better want to. I done me some figuring. Milt ain't the only one to do the figuring.
He thinks he is. Well,
sure he does. This time I done some figuring all by myself. I got it all worked out about that big marshal.
What do you mean?
Even if he comes, even if he lets Brass go, he ain't gonna get you.
How do you plan to stop him?
Why, there ain't nothing to it after the figuring's done.
What's that?
I just ain't gonna let him ride out of here, that's all.
Lord, we're getting pretty close now, Mr. Dillon.
Yeah, Chester. Right along in here.
You think they'll really show up with Miss Kitty?
Hell, if they want this man, they will.
They really got you squirming, ain't they, Marshal?
Don't worry about it, Brass.
I told you my boys would study it out.
They haven't finished it yet.
Mr. Dillon, there, under them trees.
Yeah. Come on.
Look there. I can see Miss Kitty and one of the fellas.
Just keep your eyes open, Jess.
All right, Marshal, that's far enough.
Let her go, mister.
Well, now, let's do this nice and regular-like. Dismount, all of you. Brass?
Yeah, Milt?
You all right?
Ain't nothing wrong with me, except my hands are tied.
Walk over here, we'll fix that.
Let her go.
All right, Marshal. Can't say I blame you, mighty pretty little lady.
She ain't going no place.
Stop.
Is you all right, Mr. Dillon?
Yeah.
Not yet, you ain't.
Matt. Oh, Matt.
It's all right, Kitty.
Yeah, both of them.
Yeah, it's all over.
Isn't he still alive, Mr. Dillon?
Right.
No, it doesn't seem right. All right, Brass, we'll untie your hands now.
Untie them? You letting me go?
No. But you're going to need your hands to dig two graves with for your boys before you go back to jail.
Gunsmoke, produced and directed by Norman McDonald, stars William Conrad as Matt Dillon, U.S. Marshal. The story was specially written for Gunsmoke by Marion Clark, with editorial supervision by John Meston. Featured in the cast were Harry Bartell, Vic Perrin, James Nusser, and Ken Lynch. Harley Bear is Chester, Howard McNear is Doc, and Georgia Ellis is Kitty. This is George Walsh inviting you to join us again next week for another story on Gunsmoke.
Latest news follows, then Mitch Miller with tonight's guest stars on the CBS Radio Network.
Kidnap, an episode from June 14, 1959. The radio version wrapped up a couple of years later. Meanwhile, the TV series, which had launched in 1955, continued with original episodes until 1975, and has since been shown in reruns pretty much to present day. Well, I'm Greg Bell, and up next on Win Radio Was, it's the finale of the five-part Yours Truly Johnny Dollar storyline, The Pearling Matter, featuring the tremendous Bob Bailey. Hang on.
Fall, 1951. It's a drizzly night in Seattle. In a room on the second floor of a dingy hotel, on a sway-backed bed smelling of smoke and dust, lies a troubled man.
From the imagination of writer-producer Jim French comes 24 radio noirs, produced in the classic style by modern talent.
The living room is an indoor garden. Baskets of ferns, vases with cut flowers. Whoever lives here must have a green thumb. Everything's lush and alive. Except for the man sprawled halfway into the kitchen on his back. He has a steady stare and a dark red stain on his sweater. And he is very dead.
Phil Harper stars as Seattle sleuth Harry Nile in Radio Spirit's HCD set, Harry Nile, The Hour of My Death.
Oh!
Oh, are you okay?
Something went right by my nose.
It was a bullet. Someone shot at us from that car.
For a limited time, you can get The Adventures of Harry Nile, The Hour of My Death, for half price. Go to radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560 and use offer code OFFER77 to get these 24 exciting adventures for just $15.98.
I don't know, Harry. I've been a cop in this town going on 25 years, and I never seen anything like this. Let's make three bank jobs and two jewelry jobs in 10 days. And if we got a suspect, forget it.
Can you solve each mystery before Harry does?
There's something that should be in the room that isn't here. And something that shouldn't be here that is here.
Save 50% on Harry Nile, The Hour of My Death at radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560 and use offer code OFFER77. But don't wait too long.
Timing is everything.
This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, powered by Intel. From your smartphone to your tablet to your lighting, appliances, and even your video doorbell, smart home tech is more common and accessible than ever. Zane Jaffer from Best Buy is an expert in this space, and so we asked him to help us define the smart home.
It basically is various devices and systems being connected to a network, and they're able to communicate with each other and control remotely. There are multiple advantages. I think the first one is really convenience. Basically, basically, it allows you to control various aspects of your home, like lighting and thermostats, security, door locks, doorbells, entertainment, basically just saving consumers time and effort in managing their home. There's also energy and efficiency and environmental benefits. Smart thermostats, lighting, and appliances basically can reduce a lot of energy consumption.
More on the benefits of a smart home tomorrow. That was your Tech It Out Minute, powered by Intel.
Welcome back to When Radio Was, where this time each week we present yours truly, Johnny Dollar. In the 1955-56 radio season, that CBS program aired 5 weeknights, 15 minutes at a time. An entire storyline would play out over those 5 days. Prior to this serialized version, the show had aired in the traditional once-a-week half-hour format from its launch in 1949, till temporarily ending 5 years later. Now, with the launch of the weekday version, Bob Bailey replaced John Lund as the title character. Other previous Dollar actors included Charles Russell and Edmund O'Brien. Plus, both Dick Powell and Gerald Moore would star in one-off audition recordings. Well, it's time now to wrap up the Perling matter with Bailey. It originally played out in June of 1956. Enjoy the finale.
From Hollywood, it's time now for...
Johnny Dollar.
This is Janice Floyd, Mr. Dollar.
Hello.
I understand you don't quite believe that Jeannie Perling is dead.
That's about right.
I'm really not concerned one way or the other what you believe or disbelieve. I do know that I've been through quite an ordeal lately, and if you have any plans for interfering or bothering me in any way, I'll call the police.
All right.
I hope you understand that.
I do.
Well then, goodbye.
Goodbye.
Tonight, and every weekday night, Bob Bailey in the transcribed adventures of the man with the action-packed expense account, America's fabulous freelance insurance investigator.
Yours truly, Johnny Dollar. Expense account submitted by Special Investigator Johnny Dollar to Eastern Liability and Trust Company, Hartford, Connecticut. The following is an accounting of expenditures during my investigation of the Perling matter. I wrote to Morton Scottman at Eastern Liability, and I explained the circumstances under which I had arrived in New Orleans and located Jeannie Perling. I enclosed her death certificate and a medical statement. I also reported on the conduct of her ex-roommate, Janice Floyd. Then I sat down and called Janice on the phone.
Hello?
This is Johnny Dollar, Miss Floyd.
Yes.
I think it's time we had a talk.
Mr. Dollar, we have nothing to discuss.
I think we have.
What?
How you're being taken.
Taken? By whom?
By a couple of people.
Goodbye,
Look, don't hang up on me, Miss Floyd. I came down here to find Jeannie Perling. I'm with an insurance company. It was my job to check on a story her father told. Finding her was part of it. Let me come over and talk to you.
I'll be home tonight.
The apartment was 6 blocks from the hotel. I walked it for a reason. All kinds of people have followed me at one time or another, and I've followed all kinds of people. But the man who followed me off and on in New Orleans, the big blonde man with a .38, knew what he was doing. He was a professional. I made up my mind about that the first time I saw him, and I thought I was ready for him, but I wasn't. He waited until the streetlights got dim and no one was in sight. I vaguely remember that he caught me under the arms and laid me gently down on the street. That was all.
Easy, buddy, easy. You've been making too much whoopee.
Oh.
You folks visiting down here ought to be more careful.
Oh.
Get your suit all dirty. I wouldn't have found you, but my cab conked out right here.
Oh, my head, the side of my head.
Yeah, you must have fallen hard. You had enough for tonight or you want to keep going?
Oh, I've had plenty.
Yes, sir, I'll call a doctor.
No, no, help me, I'll be all right.
You're up. Easy now, easy.
Thanks. What time is it?
Almost midnight.
2 hours.
Where you want to go?
Russellman Street.
Get in, get in.
Expense account item 16, $10, to one good Samaritan cab driver who picked me up and dropped me at Janice Floyd's apartment. I was still weaving on my feet when I tapped on the door.
Mr. Dollar, you've been hurt. Come in.
I'm all right. Packing?
Yes, I've decided to leave town. Tonight, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, I thought it'd be something like that. Did a big fella, a blonde man, have anything to do with your decision to leave?
That's none of your business.
Let me tell you my business, Miss Floyd. I came down here to see Jean Perling.
You saw her. She is dead.
Yes, I saw her, dead. Yesterday, I mailed a copy of her death certificate to New York.
Well, then, what else? What other business?
The man who came here yesterday and reported to you, the man who told you I'd left town and you could breathe easier again, the same man who called you later and told you I was still around, still asking questions, he's my business. He followed me on my way here tonight. He slugged me.
I don't believe you're telling me the truth.
What's his name? Any idea why he carries a gun?
Carries a gun? You're making all this up.
Why would I? I've got what I came for, or practically what I came for, legal proof of the whereabouts of one Jean Perling.
If Al hit you, he was trying to protect me.
Now, listen to me. I think I have pretty much of it in hand. Now, you tell me if I'm wrong. First off, you're not any Janice Floyd. I'd guess that Janice Floyd was the girl who died of leukemia. I've got her picture in my wallet. It was given to me by David Perling, who said it was his daughter.
This is all crazy.
Before you go into that, listen. I can have that body exhumed. I don't want to do it, but I will if I have to. Now, do you want me to do that?
All right. I'm Jean Perling.
And that was the Floyd girl who died?
Yes. She was sick and... Well, I knew my father had detectives looking for me. I just never wanted to see him again or go home again. It seemed if poor Janice were dying and she had no one, if she somehow had my name, well, I'd never be bothered with my family again.
That was a pretty idea. Was it yours?
Al and I thought of it.
Al?
Al Britt.
The blonde guy. Okay, how'd he work it?
He saw to it that Janice had my name. I know it was against the law, but it... Well, she had no one, and if she was buried with my name, then I'd be free of my family.
Well, that took some managing.
They hate me. They always have. I want my own life.
I don't blame you. You're entitled to it. Are you sure that's what you're getting?
I'm going to marry Al, no matter what. If you go back and tell them, well, that'll be that. If you let me stay dead, I...
Can't let that happen.
Why not? Why not, Mr. Dollar? What harm would it do?
Let your father make a fool out of you?
I don't understand.
You're worth $100,000.
What?
Cold, hard cash. An irrevocable trust was set up on you when you were born. Comes to you when you're 25. That'll be next month.
I don't care about the money.
Now, wait a minute. In the event you should die before your 25th birthday, the money would revert to your nearest of kin.
My father?
Your father.
But I'm dead on paper.
Uh-huh.
Then Al. Al.
Somebody paid him. Probably your father. To make love to you.
Get out of here, Dollar!
Al, wait!
I told you this man meant nothing but trouble.
He knows all about it.
Oh, he can't prove a thing. Get out of here, you!
Take it easy, Bert.
Al! Al!
Yes, honey.
I know about you.
Honey, I don't know what to say.
Go. Just go, please.
He went. He looked at both of us as he went out the door. It was sort of a whip look. The way a puppy stares at you when you've caught him chewing on a slipper. I sat a while with Jean Perling. She didn't say much. There wasn't much she could say. I told her I didn't think there was any reason for her to go back to New York unless she wanted to. She said she didn't want to go, didn't know what to do at the moment, and, well, we left it at that. I went back to my hotel and tried to get some sleep. About 6 o'clock in the morning, I got up, bathed, shaved, and packed. By 7:30, I had breakfast and was just about to check out.
Hello?
Hello, Britt.
Leaving?
That's right.
I'd like to talk first.
Sure. Okay.
You messed it up fine for her and me. I tried to call her this morning and she hung up on me. Went over there, she wouldn't let me in.
I don't blame her, do you?
I guess I don't. I've decided to leave town.
Yeah, maybe that's better.
I don't know whether it is or not. You make it hard for a guy to talk.
All right, now look at it my way. This whole thing's been rotten. I met her father, and I know what kind he is. I know what he's done to her, what he'll do to her if she goes back. And then there's you, Britt, the hired man. You went in and made love to her for a salary. I didn't like it having to tell her that, and it must hurt. It must hurt pretty bad. So you see, I'm not too interested in what you might have to say or what you're going to do.
Wait. You're right reading me out this way. I deserve it. The old man found out where she was 4 months ago. I found out for him. I knew the girl she was living with had leukemia. I planned the whole switch. I put it to her the way she explained it, about being dead to keep away from her old man.
Of course, you didn't mention that $100,000 he could get his hands on once she was dead.
No, I didn't. But something funny happened to me, Dollar. I mean, I've done my share of dirty jobs. I've seen a lot of the human race. Taking a salary to make a sucker out of her didn't bother me at all. Not at first. And then I found out when she touched my face, I lived for that touch. And when I held her, she lived for me. I never thought it had happened to me, but it did. If you see her again, Dollar, tell her I was trying to stop it. I mean, all this part. But it was too late. Funny how things turn out, huh?
Yeah. Funny.
You're listening to yours truly, Johnny Dollar. We'll be back with more right after this.
Gold Leaf Summer Sale is going on now, and you don't want to miss it. If you need shade trees, they have them at 20% off, along with crepe myrtles and blooming fruit trees. Shrubs and trees are the foundation of any landscape design. They offer color, fragrance, shade, and privacy. Shrubs and trees will thrive when they're planted in the right place. Goldleaf Nursery is here to help you choose the right shrubs and trees that work best with your landscape project. Take advantage of their summer sale going on now. You'll find shade trees and shrubs in 1 gallon or larger, all 20% off. That's a huge savings for any project. Goldleaf Summer Sale is going on now, and you don't want to miss it. Come on out and stroll through the beautiful grounds of Goldleaf Nursery and take advantage of their summer sale. It is going on right now. You'll find your local Goldleaf Nursery at 6186 Churn Creek Road, just a quarter mile past the airport, and across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course, as well as online at goldleafnursery.com.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at kcnr1460.com, has teamed up with the Flag Center and are giving you a chance to win an American flag. And there are two ways to qualify to win a beautiful, high-quality American flag by Annan. We will be giving them away every Friday morning at 8:15. Now, the first way to qualify is listen weekdays between 7 a.m. and 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott during Free Fire Radio. And they're going to let you know when to call in to qualify at 530-605-4566. And the second way to qualify, check out our Facebook page. Look for the American flag and type your name in the comments. Then, every Friday morning at 8:15, we will draw a winner of a beautiful American flag from the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive and your friends here at KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
And now, let's get back to Bob Bailey starring as Johnny Dollar on When Radio Was.
Expense account item 17, $42.13, hotel and board bill. Item 18, $101 even, airplane ticket back to Hartford. Item 19, $1, cab fare. I stopped by her apartment on my way to the airport.
Oh, I thought you'd left, Mr. Dollar.
Well, came to say goodbye. How's it going today?
All right. I have some brandy.
No thanks. Jean.
Yes?
You going to New York?
No, I'll stay here a while. I don't want to see my father or mother.
How about Al Britt? He wants to see you.
Let's not talk about him, shall we? Do you think I'm a nice girl? Do you think my $100,000 will attract a lot of nice, eligible young men to me? Do you think
Oh, stop it. You'll burn your brakes.
Johnny.
Oh, no. Here.
I know what he did. I know why he did it. But I love him. He did his job too well.
Yeah. He could tell you what he started out to do and what happened to him with you. He could tell you, if you let him.
He told you?
Yeah.
What kind of a trick is it?
No trick. Couldn't be. The guy's too mixed up. Tell you what, he'll try again. When he calls up next time, talk to him.
Why should I?
Because you may not have a mother and father or anyone else, but you do have him. And you will have him as long as he lives, if you want him. And that's what you've been looking for all your life. Someone to have. I'd take him if I were you. Item 20, $10. Miscellaneous. Total expense account, $714.35. Remarks, none. Report, she took him. They were married in Tampa this morning. Yours truly, Johnny Dollar.
Yours truly, Johnny Dollar, starring Bob Bailey, is transcribed in Hollywood. Written by John Dawson, it is produced and directed by Jack Johnstone. Heard in this week's cast were Mary Jane Croft, Forrest Lewis, Jeanette Nolan, Russell Thorson, Michael Ann Barrett, Jack Petruzzi, Barbara Fuller, Herbert Ellis, and Marvin Miller. Musical supervision by Amerigo Marino and Carl Fortina. Be sure to join us on Monday night, same time and station, for another exciting story of yours truly, Johnny Dollar. Roy Rowan speaking.
Matter from June 1956. We'll introduce a new five-part storyline at the same time and day on your local radio station next week. I'm Greg Bell, and earlier we had an episode of the long-running and successful Western series Gunsmoke. Well, as When Radio Was fans are well aware, before James Arness, it was William Conrad as Dodge City Marshal Matt Dillon. But the program was so much more than just his tremendous performance. The writing, directing, music, and sound effects all first rate. The attention to detail spanned all aspects of the production. For example, the sound effects artist went to great lengths to get it right. I'll explain and then wrap up When Radio Was right after this.
MusicRewind.com presents A Summer Place, Great Instrumental Hits, a fantastic 3-CD collection of 75 of the most popular instrumental songs by legendary musicians. Enjoy songs like Walk, Don't Run by The Ventures, Sail Along Silvery Moon by the Billy Vaughan Orchestra, So Rare by Jimmy Dorsey and his orchestra, Red River Rock by Johnny and the Hurricanes, and many more. Bob
Buy this 75-song compilation now for the low price of $19.98 at musicrewind.com or call 800-206-5002. Order now and you'll also receive a special bonus of reduced shipping and handling on your order. Just enter or mention coupon code SUMMER77. Return to Paradise with Percy Faith and Honky Tonk by Bill Doggett by ordering A Summer Place, Great Instrumental Hits at MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002. Remember to enter or mention coupon code SUMMER77 to get reduced shipping and handling. Don't wait. This 3-CD set of 75 timeless instrumental hits can be yours for the amazing low price of $19.98 at MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002. Receive your special bonus of reduced shipping and handling by entering or mentioning coupon code SUMMER77.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
How we pay for goods and services online and at retail is evolving, fusing convenience with security. Visa's Mark Nelson, head of consumer payment products, says Visa recently announced 7 new and exciting technologies. Mark shared a couple with me here.
But we've introduced this flexible credential whereby a single card can be what you want it to be depending on the transaction type. We've also introduced this concept of a pass key, and it's all around how do we make payments safer and easier to use online. We also announced this thing called a data token, which allows the customer to get a little bit more control in terms of where they want to share their data. So if they want to share data with a third party, it can enable a better shopping experience all through AI, and it's a way in which the consumers have a little bit more control over who they share their data with.
More info is at Visa.com. That's simply Visa.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute.
Welcome back. Before the break, I was talking about the sound effects of the radio Western series Gunsmoke, called Sound Patterns, that were primarily handled by three fellas: Tom Hanley, Ray Kimber, and Bill James. According to Gerald Nachman's book, Raised on Radio, their greatest challenge was an essential sound effect, gunshots. They spent weeks attempting to create the perfect sound, replacing the dead-sounding blanks that had been used previously. They tried echo chambers in various bullet sizes with no luck, even spending 2 days in the desert, testing a wide array of firearms. Finally, while working in star William Conrad's backyard in Laurel Canyon, they hit upon the perfect sound. Kemper explained that Conrad's yard formed a natural amphitheater. It created ideal acoustics for the perfect gunshot, a .45 caliber blast, which they recorded. And it not only became the gun smoke sound, but it also became the criteria. As Kemper said in a later interview, everybody else then stole that sound effect and used it. Well, I'm Greg Bell, and that'll do it this time. But remember to visit us at whenradiowas.com. Until next time, I bid you farewell.
When Radio Was is presented by Radiospirits.com. This is your announcer, Bart Taylor.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.